this fight, and Pikun. Whoops. And people can say all they want about, like, Sakuraba's old, and he's definitely old.
Yeah, he's old.
Definitely, but dude, you dismantled him.
Yeah.
That was like the cleanest, like, precise performance of your career.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I was just like, all right, do this, this, and this.
Dude, you did it all. Perfect. It was perfect. It was just perfection.
Yeah.
That poor guy.
Yeah, that's business, you know.
It is business.
I'm gonna get old.
And hopefully you'll slide out before that guy. After Melvin Manhoef, he should have been like, wait, what's up?
Man. Exactly, yeah.
Fuck,
it's
dude.
Business. That's business. It's like, you know, it's kinda like a guy I looked up to for so long.
Yeah.
And one of those things. Like, I feel a big respect to the guy, and I feel like a lot of my career is due to him. So,
really?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, for those who don't follow mixed martial arts, Sakuraba is a famous Japanese guy who was one of the first guys to beat the Gracies, and he fought a bunch of them. You know, he fought Hoist a couple of times. They fought for 90 minutes.
He has a legacy,
once.
That guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's just, that is as legacy gets.
Yeah.
He's a, you know, you list, like, all-time favorites. God damn, Sakuraba's on everybody's list. Some of those fights that he had, always fought guys bigger than him.
What I mean by that is that I like exactly the mentality that you would always take into a fight is what I did when I was younger.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, you know, like, what I always, like, was, like, thinking that's what, you know, it built my, what you have to be a fighter. That's what, it built my value system. I'm like, yeah, you have to do that, which kept me, you know, working hard in mixed martial arts all the way to this point, you know, like, so I have to, they say, you want to fight him? I'm like, yeah, I have to fight him. Like, I respect, you know, I can't, oh no, I'm not gonna fight Sakuraba. You know, like, come on, I'm gonna fight Sakuraba.
Well,
you know?
Someone's gonna fight him.
You got when in what other place in life do you get to walk up to your hero and punch his fucking face? Where does that happen? You're my hero. I get to punch your fucking face.
God damn, what a trip that must have been.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, man, you're my hero, but I'm gonna try to smash you.
Is there a moment in your mind in the fight while you're realizing you're doing this, or are you so in the moment? You were realizing.
Yeah, because I remember the exact moment that I was like, I got him in this one move, and then I like put my hand on his face, and I put my hand on his face and punched him, and I'm like, man, I'm punching Sakuraba right now.
Wow.
There was that brief, like, little blink of a moment.
And then
I'm
you
like,
went back.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, gotta beat him up. I was like, to me, it was like, okay, I'm a robot. Like, I wrote for Fight Magazine before that, like, I'm a robot. Or, no, I think it was on my blog. And I wrote, I'm a robot. In there, I just, like, go in there, and, like, I feel like I'm driving a robot. So I'm just doing this, you know, like,
right.
You know, I'm just doing, like, I'm behind my eyes playing video games.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm playing Xbox right now.
Is that the best way to keep emotions out
of it?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Because I fought, like, messed up my fights before where I'm like, ah, kill him. And then I'm like, oh, I'm tired right now. Like, what the hell? You know, you got to be
get looked out.
Yeah. It's more, for me at least, I know some guys have to get more psyched up, you know, but for me, I just know that I have to, like, chill myself out so I don't go too bananas.
So you just fight. Just do it.
I'm
like
a robot.
Yeah, you're
and
a robot.
But every once in a while, you got to go into your crazy gene and get retard strength.
And that's when you're in a bad spot.
No, yeah, that's when you just got to get, like, I got to, like, Hulk out of this, like Hulkamania.
Well, that was what, remember when you were fighting GSP and that's what.
Yeah, I know. It's famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
What's his face? Why am I blanking on his name?
I don't know. Mark Lehman?
Mark Lehman. Jesus Christ. I'm blanking on Mark Lehman's name. But when Mark Lehman is yelling, retard strength, and I was saying, his corner is yelling out, retard strength.
Wait, you said that on the fucking thing?
Yeah, I said that on the air. It became famous.
Oh,
it did? It became famous, yeah. Retard strength.
Oh, I remember. No, I remember people are like, they
made
retard.
Because I was like, I wanted everybody to know. I'm like, his corner is calling out for retard strength. I'm like, you need to know this, you know?
That's awesome!
Lehman is the shit, man. Lehman is, he's a, not only just a really good jiu-jitsu instructor, but he's like a cool dude to talk to.
No, he's an interesting
smart
dude.
Guy,
super
man.
Smart. Like, the
very
most, like,
smart.
I know, yeah. Such a smart dude.
That's why he's so into jiu-jitsu, you know? He breaks things down, you know? It's he's a fascinating dude.
He's a character. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's a fascinating dude. Yeah. Jiu-jitsu is filled with fascinating people. Well, that's what a lot of people don't understand. They think of jiu-jitsu as being like some sort of a meathead thing.
Nah,
but
it's
like
art.
It's just for people that don't know that. They think that though. But I mean, a lot of the guys that we train with are like computer guys.
Yeah.
Or like guys who are not that athletic.
Back in the day, like I felt like jiu-jitsu was this like exclusive and expensive thing. You know what I mean? Like not many people did it, but the people who did it were like, well-educated and,
right.
like, you know what I mean? Okay. Because they know right. about the latest thing.
Right.
And it was Brazilian jiu-jitsu, you know? So when I remember I would be in there broke as hell, you know, training, and then there would be like lawyers and, you know, doctors and chiropractors and
right.
whatever, you know, like, and I'm just like some poor kid. Like, I would go to the gyms, you know.
It is expensive. That does keep a lot of people out. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. It keeps out the riffraff.
Yeah, that's a funny way of thinking it, right? Mm-hmm. Jiu-jitsu is super expensive.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, not anymore.
Really?
What are you talking about? Not anymore.
It's a lot of guys have it like $1.75 a month, $2.50 a month. Like, I read that all over the place.
Yeah.
$2.50 a yeah. month, dude. That's strong money. That's strong money. If you're making, like, you know, $700 a week, which, like, a lot of people are,
yeah,
that's what you bring home. If you're doing well, you're doing pretty well there. Man, and then jiu-jitsu is $250 a month.
Where do you see that? Where do what gym are you driving by right now, Joe Rogan?
Well, it's not driving by. I'm, like, reading shit online. I'm, like, looking at how much people charge for jiu-jitsu classes.
People put their prices like up Henzo, online.
I think Henzo's somewhere around there. I think John Jacques over, like, $175, I think it was.
Especially when a lot of people use it as an exercise. And I pay, like, $39 a month for my gym.
Man, you go down there, it's bro. Different. You go down
you're learning
you
something.
You go down there, you could talk you know? Him down. Yo, you could talk Machado down. Just talk him down. Just come on. He's a cool guy, right?
I wouldn't. he's worth everything and more. He's great. He's a great gym. But I understand where people are broke. I understand.
It's no, not, I'm saying if I was a broke motherfucker, I would roll up in there and be like, dude, come on, man. Just give me some jiu-jitsu. Just a little bit. Just give me some, bro, and I'll trade you out.
Give me some.
Like 6 weeks out. Don't worry. Come on, man. I'll pay you.
Oh, that's cute.
I don't like this new setup. Look at this.
What's why?
Why don't you?
Because it's me and Red Band sitting here, man.
I know.
That's so we can see each other.
Yeah. But now we look like we're in goddamn aliens. Like we're in the bunker right now. What? We're in a bunker over here, and Joe Rogan is missile command right
I'm
now.
Right here. I'm touching
Joe Rogan is like, or
I'm touching you. What I know you're about? Touching right here,
me,
but buddy.
I can't even don't tell we're in the same room right
because
now.
You shouldn't be paying attention to these electronics. You're just looking at the screen. Look
no,
at
the
me,
screen.
Man.
I know, but this is what everyone else sees.
No, most people don't see shit.
Me and him, look. We're in a bunker. Me and Red Band are in a bunker right now. Like, Joe Rogan is somewhere in this house. Joe Rogan is here. I guess people don't. Sometimes they just listen to this
most
thing.
People are listening.
Oh, my bad.
It's a tiny fraction of the people are actually watching.
Man, yeah. But what about my screenshot? What about
right
my
now,
screenshot?
Like, this guy is loud as fuck.
Oh, my
and
bad.
What is he talking about?
Yeah. They don't even know.
They have
we're talking
no
about
idea what
you're
talking
screen.
About. Yeah.
Oh, well, here's the punchline, everybody. It's the computer screen I was talking about.
Yeah, he's looking at the computer screen, what the live viewers are saying.
Jason Mayhem Miller.
And it looks like
taking some big shots since the last time I seen him.
Yeah, I've taken some shots, man. But hey, what's the deal with the...
What is the most you've ever felt like after a sparring session or after a fight?
Like,
what's the most you ever felt like, whoa, like I just got to settle the fuck down after this one?
Yeah.
What's the most? Which fight
I can't
was the
remember.
Most? Do you remember?
After a fight?
Or a sparring session? Or
I don't know. Because
you've had some crazy sparring sessions.
I had some dumb ones
like Baroni. You and Baroni used to
Baroni,
slam
me and
it
Baroni
out.
Baroni used to damn box it out. Like,
yeah.
Man, I'm like, yeah, this is fun. Like, but afterwards, you're like, oh, man, I'm stupid right now.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys. I mean, how many guys do you know that did that too much and they're just not there anymore?
I don't know.
It's a few guys, right?
I know one guy.
42.
I know a few guys.
Yeah.
I'm starting to know guys. Guys that used to be okay, now they're not.
Well, I mean, I don't really know Nick Diaz, but you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Signs are there.
If you don't know, this has been addressed on a previous podcast with Jason Mayhem Miller, but there was a big incident at CBS where Jason got into the cage and asked Jade Shields a question. He got jumped by everybody, and it was nuts. It was Nick Diaz was one of the guys that was involved, and did he throw the first punch? Is that what happened?
Simultaneously, with three other people. It was it's probably the best picture ever. Me with my hands up, like, what's up, guys? It's
so ridiculous.
That's
the
best
whole thing
picture
is
ever
so ridiculous.
Taken.
It was so unnecessary. It was so unnecessary on so many fronts. And we talked about this the last time, but we should bring it up again. I think it was bullshit that you got in trouble for it. He got jumped. He got assaulted. Yes, he shouldn't have been in the cage, but it doesn't mean you should be assaulting him. And I don't even think it's their fault because it's so many fucking people in the cage that shouldn't have been in there. You can't have that many people in the cage.
Who are you blaming right now?
I'm blaming Strikeforce for letting you guys get close to each other. They should have been regulating it. They should have watched the cage. I think they were fucked up to jump you for sure. But I think the reason why they jumped you is you were allowed to get in that cage. You shouldn't have been allowed to. They should have had it all set up. It should have been like how they would do it to the UFC. Like if you were going to come in and you were going to challenge him after a fight, you would wait. And then when, you know, Jake was done talking, then we'd say, all right, now I have a guy who would really love to sit down and talk to you right now, Jason Mayhem Miller. And you would come in. So it's like respectful. Yeah. They fucked up by just leaving the door open.
Yeah.
What are you going to leave the door open and dudes get hyped up and like, I want to fuck.
Yeah.
When you want to do something simultaneous on TV, when you're doing something on TV, so I'm sure you're thinking like, fuck, what am I doing? I'm going to get in. All right, here we go. I'm just going to do this. Should I do it now?
I was like, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, yeah, let's do this. Like, there's very little filter on my brain.
were you sober at the time?
Yeah.
Totally sober.
Yeah, I was like, but is this a good idea? Well, I just fought earlier that night.
Right, that's right.
I fought earlier that night. So I was already still psyched. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Oh, so you're flying high.
Yeah, exactly. So I was real pumped. I mean, you know.
Right.
I don't know. And then all of a sudden, we're getting. I'm in a brawl, and I tweet, whoops.
So you start up this website, don'tbescaredhomie.com, because Nick Diaz is, is it difficult to get a fight with him? Is that what's going on? What's the actual real?
He's scared, homie.
All I know is what I read on the internet. Tell me what's going on.
Man. He says, don't be scared, homie, all the time.
Right. That's his.
He says, don't be scared, homie. Right. That's his little tagline. I stole it. It's mine now.
That's awesome.
And look, the guy.
So you own don'tbescaredhomie.com.
Yeah.
And that site is all dedicated to you getting a fight with Nick Diaz.
Well, you know, to me, I like. Yeah, definitely.
You are a nightmare. Could you imagine if you pissed Mayhem off and Mayhem was coming after you?
Oh, no.
What a nightmare. He's relentless. He's relentless. Like, you're in this. It's not like it's, you know, you're just calling some random person out. You're calling a guy out who's an MMA fighter who you have an altercation with.
He fights at, you know, he's fought so many times, 183. He always fights there. But then when it's me, somebody he's talked shit about, like, for years, the guys talk shit about me, and without saying my name, all these guys, these F-bombs with painted hair, these Joe Rogan words with painted hair, you know, he's, you know.
He said all these terrible things about you.
Yeah, but all still, the time.
Why, well, so what
and,
is
and,
the.
And, but, yeah. And
when it never, comes down to signing a contract, what is this, what's
yeah,
the problem?
No,
what's the issue?
His manager comes on and says, oh, yeah, well, if he fights at 178, I'm like, okay, cool. I'll fight Alistair Overeem. He just has to make 190. That's it. I'll fight him. I'll fucking fight this motherfucker this weekend.
I bet you would.
190. He's got to make 190.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
I think that
he's
mic
almost
is loose. Can you push that? Yeah. Whoa. Dude. Ow. That hurts my ears.
Oh, man. Sorry, bro.
There we go. Just loose a bit.
Here.
Nah, just go this way. I got it.
Come on.
Don't touch me, red man.
So he wants. He's saying that he wants you to get down to 178, which is highly unlikely.
Bro, not, you would I mean, be especially so not. They want to do it in January. Like, yeah, there's no way.
And Jason used to fight. He fought in the UFC at 170.
And you saw me. I was a goddamn skeleton.
God, dude.
I was a skeleton. It was the dumbest thing I ever did.
You were so drawn out.
Yeah, I was like, why did I do that? Like, I was emaciated.
Dude, you and I had a conversation about it where I was yelling at you. I was like, you can't do this, man. Don't. This.
I was dying.
That shit is too. I'm like, this is too much, man. This ain't good. There's a lot of guys, man, that I think fight better when they don't have to cut weight. They just feel better. Like, look how much better BJ looked in his last fight. And I don't know if that's just the way they match up with him and Matt Hughes.
Yeah.
But he just looked like going into the cage.
Healthy.
He did not look healthy when he made 155 the last time. He always does. He always looks a little drawn out.
Yeah.
He always looks great during the fight time, but he always looks a little drawn out. Look, that takes something
magic
out of you,
that's
man.
That's a magic that you don't, man, it's hard to do. Like, you make sure to, you know, even cutting a little bit of weight is scheduling yourself really well. You know what I mean? And like
you
sucking
be
the
real
water out the right way. Yeah, exactly. Suck the water out the right way and, you know, rehydrate the right way. And,
do you use IVs?
Yeah.
You should always use IVs,
Of course.
Because I hear about some guys don't like to use them. I'm like, God damn, you know?
Yeah.
They like feel like they're doing something gross if they're sticking a needle in them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, whatever. That's science. You just put more in there.
That's the way to do it if you're going to do it at all. But
yeah, because, I mean, you have to drop weight. That's the thing. Like that's.
What do you think about guys like Frankie Edgar, guys that just don't cut any weight at all? They just fight at what they fight at.
That's awesome.
Do you think there's a benefit to that? There's got to be a benefit physically, right?
Yeah, for sure. You don't have to cut the weight, so you don't have to, like, damage yourself that bad.
How much do you damage yourself? If you had a guess.
I don't know, man. I think sitting in a hot box for a long time will take years off your life, for sure.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
he reached in and adjusted the microphone like he was changing the collar on a tiger.
Yeah, I had pre-planned it for like 10 or 15 seconds. I was looking at it like, all right, I'm just going to go in there real quick and do it. And I even thought about, hey, Jason, look at that over there, and doing one of those things.
So if you, let me get back to the subject, because this is a fascinating subject for me.
Yeah, yeah.
If you lose weight, so like say if, say, what do you walk around at, like 210, something like that?
Yeah, well, actually, not less than that, 207.
Now, when you get to the point where you're about to cut weight, like when you're in training camp, when do you start to dehydrate yourself? Do you take like just a couple of days?
Two, really.
And so when you start at two, how heavy are you?
Probably 203. Okay. 202.
So you got to lose somewhere between 15, 17 pounds?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's in 3
but,
days.
But, I mean, this. But I'm already reduced my calories at the beginning of the week, so that I'm losing some, or I'm like salad, like I'm really light. And right. Most of my calories are from, like, you know, water calories, right, you know? Right. So I'm like hydrated, then boom, and then drop my weight all the way down there. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know it'll take some time off your life because I'm sitting in the sauna box with the damn plastic suit on doing hoppies.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
But you think that the benefit that it gives you in the cage is well worth it?
Well, I mean, both of us are doing it. Right. So, you know what I mean? Like, both guys are, like, bigger anyway.
Isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah. Well, what the hell? You every competitive edge.
I know, but every guy is both trying to find. If you're both doing it, is it a competitive edge?
Yeah, I mean, it would be better if you could just shake hands.
Just shake hands and both don't do it. Fight, right?
Yeah, just say, listen, man, you weigh what you weigh. I weigh what I weigh.
Yeah, don't get crazy. Everybody's nervous, you know, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, so.
I know, it's a funny thing, though.
It has to be like that. Yeah. I wish we could just shake hands, like, yo, let's just do it like this weekend, bro. Like, you know? Well, like, no cutting weight. Come on. Like, let's just step off our bar stools right now.
Well, the cutting weight thing is, I think it's a very unfortunate situation where guys
are stuck. Not fucking doing it, bro. It's a fucking headache. It's the only part of my job that I'm like, this is bullshit.
I'm sure.
It's the only part of my job. Like, man, I wish I could just go, hey, dude, let's keep it real right now. No big deal.
The fights would be better too, right? Everybody
Maybe.
Would have more energy. But that was the question. Like, how much, what percentage do you think it takes away from you? Say, if you're at 100% at 210, like just right now.
I don't know, man. I want to say 100% I'm back. I want to say that. Yeah. I want
to
say that.
You want to say that when you rehydrate, you get back to 100%.
I think so.
Yeah. You think 24 hours?
I've had it where I'm like 24 hours.
So you got
hours.
It down to a science now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When I'm 24 hours, most of I've fucked up before for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I've had bad equipment and that kind of thing. Fucking in Chicago, we didn't have a damn dry sauna.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no dry sauna. It's, you know,
so what do you do
sucks.
Then? Do you turn the heat on or something?
Oh, my God. We're in there anyway trying to sweat the weight out. And it took forever. And I was fucking dying. And I got to go 5x25s, but you know, 5x25, you know. But what do you call it? It's just like part of the game, you know. So what?
Right.
Don't cry about it. You chose this life,
right? So you just figure out another way to cut. What do you do if you don't have a sauna? So you have to cut. How many pounds of water are you trying to cut by the last day? 10-ish.
10, yeah. So maybe like. Yeah, I try to be making like 9-ish, but I've cut weight perfect before, but you know, sometimes it'll be 10 or 11.
So how do you do that if you don't have a sauna?
Does anyone try to trick you by eating
saltines? I did it before that fight.
Yeah, but you said you didn't have a sauna, right?
Yeah, we didn't have a sauna, but I did it.
What'd you do instead?
It was a steam room. It was a steam room.
Oh, so you did it in a steam room.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we didn't have
the
sauna.
Same thing, right? You sweat it out, right? Is it the same?
It's not
really.
Yeah,
right?
It's not the same.
All the moisture on you cools you off, so it takes
makes
longer.
You die. But you know, whatever. I just worked. That just mean I had to bike harder and stuff like that. I had to like sweat myself out worse, you know.
So you think that after the IVs and everything like that, your performance is at 100% of your capacity or close
if
enough?
If you do it right, if you do it right, if you fuck up, I mean, that's just how it is.
Man, there's a fucking science to this
shit. Yeah, of course. I mean, but you know, and my coach knows how much I sweat. Like, he's like, oh, we got it timed out about right. Like, oh, he's got to do this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we time it. Yeah,
because everybody is different, right?
Yeah, for
sure. And a good coach has to recognize that and be working with a bunch of different guys to see a bunch of different variables.
Different.
there's some dudes who can't really cut that much weight. Yeah. They get to a certain point, their body just don't work anymore.
Yeah.
And some dudes can do it. Some dudes can do superhuman amounts.
Yeah.
You know, like Thiago Alves, like Gleison Tibau. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Gleison Tibau fights at 155, and the dude is huge. Yeah. He's gigantic. When he gets in the cage, he's got these bodybuilder arms and back and shit, and you're like, this motherfucker weighs 155. He looks like he's easily 185. He looks like he's 30 pounds heavier. I mean, I don't know what he actually weighs when he gets in the cage. Yeah. They do that with boxing. They make the guys weigh in the day of.
Yeah.
I don't think they want to see those numbers in the UFC.
I know, they're so different.
I don't think they want to see no 30s.
Yeah, you know? Right.
You might see a 30 with Thiago Alves.
You would, yeah.
You might see a 30. You might see a 200. Yeah. 200 pound welterweight. Holy shit, dude. That's a lot of goddamn weight to lose. I don't know how these guys do it. They all have different methods, and every camp has, like, their own dude who's the master at that shit. What camp is the best at cutting weight? There's some camps that are just known for cutting tremendous amounts of weight. Like ATT. They're known.
They cut
American
a lot of
top team. They're known for doing it.
They cut a lot of weight. I don't know.
Now, do they have a guy? How does that work? Do they have like one guy who's like the master trainer and master weight cut strategist?
I don't know.
How do you guys
I guess
do
they're
it?
Yeah. I guess
does Ryan, every,
yeah,
Ryan Parsons?
Yeah, he more so you need somebody who can, because you kind of know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So moreover, you need somebody to like know exactly when to do it, like be your coach, you know what I mean?
Right.
Through it. So, and Ryan, he knows how to, you know, to do it.
You guys have such an interesting relationship. Now, for people who don't know, Ryan is, Ryan Parsons is, he's been around for, you know, many, many years. Coached some of the great guys in the business. Spent a lot of time with Dan Henderson and Randy Couture. And he's a brilliant guy. A very, very brilliant guy. And he's a manager and trainer to you and just a couple other fighters.
Yeah,
you and King Mo and this new guy. What's his name? Pat?
Yeah, Pat. Yeah.
Pat what's Cummins. His name?
Durkin.
And he works with just a few guys. You guys have like this incredibly tight relationship, man. That's a trip, you know?
Good guy.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. And but the whole setup, the way you guys have it, you know, like this one guy running around training and managing this fucking select group of killers and guiding them.
Yeah.
It's cool. Interesting situation.
It is. It's great. It's like, you know, we tight-knit group and we all train hard and whatever. You know, it's like we don't need to open the floodgates and
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Individualized attention is definitely better, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
Definitely. And a core tight group that you can totally completely count on.
Yeah. You know? That's the team. You know, we're a team, but we're not like, hey, everybody come hang out with us and train with us.
We're
a tight knit team.
Yeah. For people who don't know, like, you're such a wild dude. You're always crazy and yelling and shit, but you're very disciplined. You know, and that's what people probably either wouldn't expect or don't understand. You're very disciplined. Like,
man,
even though you're wild,
it's hard, man.
You don't show up for fights out of shape.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe there's one or two times in your whole career where you haven't taken someone as seriously as you should have.
That's true.
But you're pretty goddamn disciplined.
Yeah. I am. I'm a dork. I want to play video games.
Right, but look how much time you spend training.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Very fucking disciplined.
No, but what I'm saying is you go train and then you play video games. And then you train and that's like, yeah, I'm going to play video games after this.
That's your
or,
reward.
You know, yeah, that's my reward or, you know, whatever. Like, I don't know. I like to read and write stuff. And it's easier to live that way.
So going back to this Nick Diaz thing. So you've been trying so hard to get this fight. And what are they saying?
They're just
saying
no.
Way to do it is if you'll fight at
178. They're saying no. Because, 170, that's saying no.
Yeah.
That's saying no. 178 is saying no.
But he's
fought
at 183.
Yeah, plenty of times. And then it's just
he fought Scott Smith. He's fought Frank Shamrock. Frank, who else did he fight that way?
I don't know. Guys that he could beat up. But he can't beat me up.
This is a fucking very important fight for you, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm angry about the whole thing. Like, I'm like, I need this.
Right.
Like, I'm going to beat you up.
You shouldn't have jumped
me.
I'm a nice guy.
He bullied me.
Yeah.
He bullied me.
Right.
He bullied me.
You need
me.
To beat him down.
Yeah. Bully beat down. That's right. Oh, yeah. Thursday's at 10:30. Thursday's at 10:30.
By the way.
I need it. Thursday's at 10:30.
On MTV.
There's a clip from season 3, which is fantastic, that you should watch.
What?
The one where
clip?
You beat up that dude?
Where you...
When you got in there?
You got in the ring.
Oh, wait. Tweet it at me, bro. Why don't you tweet me, bro?
I did. I tweeted it today.
Did you tweet it today?
Yeah.
I'm looking back through Red Band. And if you didn't tweet it today...
Here, I'll show you.
I'm
going to
get
you right
so
here.
Bummed right now.
I tweeted it today. Actually, somebody tweeted it to me and I retweeted it.
Oh, so you just gave me a retweet.
Listen, man, that's just as good.
I don't know, bro. If it doesn't have your name on it, yeah, I feel a little fucking hurt.
It does have your name on it.
All right.
See, look, I'll show it to you right here.
No, it doesn't have your name on it.
Joe Rogan, Red Band. Have you seen Mayhem Miller beat down this bully? Huge slams and grappling ground, effortless submissions.
Yo, actually, yo, bro, I put the guy on a Philatine. Like, Phil Baroni used to have this. I don't know if he still does it. I hope he still does it. If he still does it, he's going to break someone's neck. He does a front headlock choke, but you keep your belly on top of his head so you can lift him off the ground with his neck.
Scott Jorgensen did that to somebody in the WEC.
He Philatine somebody?
Yeah. Damn, it's like a front choke. Like Lindland does it too, right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yep. Man. And you just jiu-jitsu dorked everybody. Yeah, I just realized I jiu-jitsu nerded everybody right now. My bad. Me and you, like, fucking, sorry, everybody. That wasn't very, you guys don't get that joke.
It's a technique. Yeah, we were totally indescriptive.
Yeah, we were.
You get a guy, you get your hands locked under his chin, and then you place your body, your belly, over the top of the back of his head. And as you lift him up, his neck is basically trapped against your chest cavity.
So he kind of flies. Could,
yeah, you hoist him up in the air by his fucking neck. It's gnarly. And it's very hard to stop. If a guy, a strong wrestler, gets that shit locked up.
It's like doing like a backwards row.
Yeah.
You just go like this.
It's nasty. It's nasty.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
A vicious choke.
Eric.
Where's Eric now?
Last time he was Chris,
No.
He was Chris. And you called him Chris, and then he was Chris on the message board for like weeks afterwards. People just kept fucking torturing him, calling him Chris.
I'm Chris. I'm Eric.
Chris America.
I'm Christy.
Let's play nice, Mr. Miller. So when you do that show, without giving away too much of how the show is done.
What do you mean?
That episode was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Tweet it at me again, and I'll tweet it back at you. All right. And we'll fucking do a double tweet back now.
I mean, I had never been so happy. That was like one of the most happiest
It was the question. Like, how much is that coached? Is that kid just being a douchey? That's his douchey self? Is that real? It's totally real. Let's ham it up for the camera.
We could go. We're beating up mentally disabled people. I'm just joking. Oh man. No, I don't know. These guys are just
they're just super cocky.
Knuckleheads. Yeah, they're knuckleheads. It's easy everybody to find knuckleheads. Has a knucklehead on the block, man. Right. What's the show?
So this kid who got in there with you. This kid has no martial arts experience.
The best part about the whole thing is that the guy called me out too, and I was like, man, what a coincidence. Yeah. I was like, hey, buddy, what a coincidence. Like, he's like, and you're next, bro. And I'm like, I'm next. I'm like, yeah, I am next because there's nobody in front of me. Because, he doesn't know. He doesn't know that it's me. And I, like, busted out. Man, it's a great episode. It's like a
feel. I watched it.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I watched it, dude.
Whatever. It was like a tiger and a mouse.
You beat the fuck out of that kid. It was
manhandled him.
But what people don't know is you were being very nice.
Yeah. I was being surgical. Yes. I was like being surgical. Like, I was like, all right, here he comes.
Even when you punched and kicked him, I could see you weren't kicking him that hard.
I'd just go give him one good one, one good one, and that was it. Like, I knew I could knock. You're not going to hurt him real bad if you just kick his leg.
Right.
Like, my leg.
Yeah.
And then by the end of it, he was like, okay, I'm over this.
And
like,
you hit him with a body kick, is that what stopped him?
The first thing I did, I hit him with a body kick. I just let him come and kicked him with a body kick.
Yeah, and you didn't even hit him that hard.
No. It was with the shin pads on, too. Yeah. I'm like, man, come on, dude. I was like, really?
It's kind of crazy, though, that you could ever get in a situation where a kid who's just some punk bully kid could ever get into a situation where he's on television and he's fighting
Welcome you. Welcome to America.
What a fucking who sanctions this shit? Who says this is okay? It's because it's a sparring session? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we're in sparring gear.
Because you easily could have been the Strikeforce champion. If you had 10 more seconds in that round when you had Jake's back.
I say three.
Really? You think you haven't?
Yeah, I had it.
You had it dark. He was turning purple, the whole deal. You could have potentially been a world champion, and you're allowed to just get in there and beat the fuck out of some kid who's never really sparred, never really fought before, never competed.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Poor fuck. That kid. he might just...
I feel like there's some professional
turn
courtesy.
Into a gay hooker now. He might just... You know what I'm saying? I mean, when somebody just...
A tranny hooker?
You
think I think he'd be the hottest
tranny. Oh, he might have so little self-esteem. He might just start just give up on life.
Ah, come on. We're in America, bro.
That shit would devastate you, dude.
I saw you on
You're a young man. You think you're the shit. Sorry. You're a young man. You think you're the shit, and you know, you're an asshole, and you're an asshole then on television, and these guys, he's really an asshole to those guys? That wasn't bullshit?
If this guy grows from it.
Right.
Well, there you go. I'm doing a service.
If he grows from it.
Yeah, if right. he grows from
he
it.
He seems like not, it did, too.
Yeah, it's like it grows or it's going to kill you. You get two options.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, yeah.
He Wait, are you trying to say that one of my contestants is going to go jump off a bridge because he got beat up on MTV's Bully Beatdown?
I think 10:30
on Thursdays.
A lot of douchebags are in utter pain, and that's why they're douchebags.
Oh, of course.
And any big, huge, devastating thing like this could go one or two ways. They could either learn from it and grow from it and realize they were being a shithead, or they just become devastated.
Oh my God!
You just hit the rocks.
You're making
like this.
Me depressed about my job, Joe Rogan.
You just hit the rocks like this. Boom! That's just life.
What? You think they're gonna jump off into a harbor of some sort?
No, I think they're in a boat, a speedboat, and they're headed towards the cliff. They don't even bother slowing down.
You know what I think is gonna happen? I think is that Kit guy's gonna go and beat the fuck out of those two guys that put on the show. Now,
oh, yeah.
I think he's gonna be a Super Bully now, and he's gonna hate them even more and fucking steal money.
And then
from
I will fight him in a cage to the death.
Whoa!
With a tire iron now and a trash can lid. As a shield.
Wow. So you thought this out.
So tell
now,
us
would you have like one of those leather straps inside
yeah,
the trash
yeah.
can?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Why the hell not? Like,
yeah,
I
you
want
don't want to hold the trash can handle, right?
No,
you would
want to
customize that
To cover it around. Yeah. And actually, maybe we could do like pipes. Like pipes, like that look cool, you know? Like,
isn't it crazy that just 1,000 years ago, that's how they were rocking
Hey, bro.
It? They had a shield and a sword, and that's how you took over a town.
Yeah.
Fucking A, man. Yeah. Could you imagine?
I'm just trying to think what in 1,000 years from now.
Just trying to mind your own business, just chilling, hanging out with your wife and kids, and you see over the horizon a group of men with swords and shields.
Yeah.
You're like, these motherfuckers, and they're just going to come, and everybody they don't know, they're going to fuck or kill.
Mm.
What is it going to be? Fuck or kill. Fuck or kill. Fuck or kill. Fuck or kill. Fuck then kill. Kill then fuck. That's the whole deal.
I think it sucks no matter who's coming over the hill trying to fuck or kill
it's
you.
It's amazing that people didn't just commit suicide.
I think there would be... What?
Back then, if people lived
about?
Medieval days when people were hacking each other with swords, it's amazing people didn't say, I'm just going to jump off a fucking cliff. Life sucks. This is ridiculous. Everywhere we go, there's
talking about,
hordes
bro?
Of barbarians coming over the hills with axes and
shit.
They
probably liked it.
That doesn't happen all the time. That would happen some one out of every, 16 weeks. Like, you wouldn't you just fucking leave. You just leave? Yeah, you just leave. You're like, whatever.
All those fucking guys that Genghis Khan killed, they're just lazy.
Yeah.
They're just leave, laying around. They should have got out of there.
That's business, bro. Everybody's going to die. I'd rather get hacked up by barbarians than fucking go out the way I'm probably going to go out. Shit.
Whoa, wait a minute. How are you planning on going out? How are you planning on going out that's worse than getting hacked up by barbarians?
Did you talk to Dr. Phil about
Jesus,
this when you're
dude,
on the show?
Not, yeah. If you like...
Whatever, bro. That would be more fun.
Worst ways to die? That's right up there,
bro. No way, bro. You'd just be like, oh, shit, and then dead.
Maybe not. Maybe they gut you. Maybe they hang you by
your
ankles.
But I would fight the guy for sure. They would have to fucking kill me.
Okay.
I'm fighting them back.
Sure. I hear you.
Right? You wouldn't fight
them
back?
A couple of them. You might get a couple.
No, I could,
a sword. It doesn't know what you can do.
Fuck it. I'll double leg the dude and then fucking steal a sword. Right off his fucking back of his horse. Yeah. Man, I already thought about this. Tackle the dude off of his horse, then fucking grab his sword and just take out as many as I can. Hopefully it'll be a Jackie Chan scene.
Yeah.
But if not, fuck it. Whatever. I'll just go out fucking armless. Oh, you hacked my arm off. Fuck.
Would you have a different strategy if a dude had a double-edged sword or a single-edged sword?
Yeah.
You would look at him. You would say, the single-edged sword, this guy fucked up.
I would try to make an assessment as much as possible. But if they're just coming, they're coming.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hit your microphone. Man, this fucking bunker's falling apart,
Here,
bro.
Let me fix it.
Patch this place up, man.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah, there is, obviously.
I think you just keep hitting it.
All right, there.
Nah, man. Oh. Hello?
Hi.
Anyway, what the hell were we talking about? Barbarians? Let's get into something
swords.
Different. Because now I'm
what
talking
a strange
about...
Fucking, yeah. What a strange conversation that is that dudes always have. If a guy was coming at you with a sword...
Yeah, I know. We're totally duding out right now. Yeah, yo, bro. You know what? A bear could fucking definitely kill a walrus quick.
Those are the best, though, when there's instructionals online where dudes are defending against swords. There's
what do you mean? I've
sword
seen it.
Attacks
well,
shit.
You know, you sometimes you got to worry about that. When I was a kid, I was like always reading those karate magazines like, well, why would you have to fight a dude with a knife? I'm like, damn, that sucks. And I figured the guy already knows if you're getting stabbed, the dude just going to stab you anyway, right?
Right.
So he has no. You know what I mean? Like he's not going to show you. That would be the best way to get stat. And no one's going to come at you like.
Well, maybe if they want to threaten you, they want to show it to you before they stick you.
But you know that now you have to jump and do the disarm.
Yeah, most people will stab you. They don't even want you to know they're going to stab you.
Right?
They try to sneak it on you.
Like, ding, ding, dong. Whoa!
Like
what? That was racist, bro.
A little racist, bro.
Man, what?
Isn't that amazing? That just saying noises like that could be racist. If you said that, would you say ping, ping, chong?
No, yeah. I just said ding, dong.
No, you said ching, chong, doorbell. Bro.
You sounded like an Asian person from a 1950s movie.
I know. I would never offend Asians around man.
You know what's the craziest thing? In the day, man, those black and white movies, they used to have, what was that fucking, there was one television show that they used to do, or a movie series they used to do, about a Chinese detective. And they had a white guy playing the fucking Chinese detective.
Is this Jeopardy? I don't know, man. You're like, remember.
It's an old ass show. I'm sure someone on Twitter will know what it is. It was an old ass show.
What was it again?
It was a white dude, but he played this Chinese detective.
Oh, like really?
Wise old Asian detective. But it was a white dude who played it. And they had him in all this goofy, it was goofy ass makeup because it's like 1930 and shit, you know? Yeah. And so they had this dude.
Well, you know what? I can understand that. Back then, like, nobody knew Asian people.
You couldn't get a good Chinese actor.
And you don't want to, you know, they didn't want to give the job to that guy.
Charlie Chan, thank you. How did I not remember that?
I did not remember that. I almost had that without even knowing what the fuck you were talking about.
I don't know. I think I blocked Charlie out of my mind because of Jackie.
Oh, I think I'm going to say because of Vietnam.
Jackie Chan? No. Vietnam.
You know,
the word Charlie?
What the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with you, young man? So crazy.
Yeah, I was like, how did Joe Rogan not get that?
Charlie
never
Chan.
Watched like, Army Charlie movies, Chan. Bro. You never played Call of Duty Black Ops?
He hasn't. No, I've been trying to get him to play that.
But Buffer, when I was at the airport, Bruce Buffer was playing Call of Duty while I was waiting for his plane.
Yeah.
We were in England.
Bro, I played EA Sports.
Jack's dudes with his laptop.
Oh, really?
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was sitting there with his he's got his like diamonds on and shit and his, you know, his silver distinguished hair. And he's sitting there on his MacBook playing Call of Duty Jack and
How dudes. Could he do it with his mouse? Pad though that seems
he just
so
does
hard.
It. I don't know. He's moving his
it
fingers.
It does
around.
Seem pretty hard.
Yeah, that ain't the.
I'll try around. That though. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he seemed to be doing it. Hmm. You know.
Yeah, I got it in 3D. Jay, have you played in 3D yet?
What?
And you can go.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
You can look down the sniper thing, and it looks like it's just this huge sniper tunnel.
No
it's
way.
So cool.
And this
man.
Is because you have the 3D TV too, yeah, right? Yeah. So that might.
I have that too, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Bump it.
You guys, both of you have 3D TVs.
We're nerds,
innovators, motherfucker. You are a nerd. That's what a lot of people don't know, man. You're a big time computer nerd.
I like computers.
Who doesn't? They're fucking amazing.
I like it's information in a box.
It's something more than that, man. It's everything. It's people. The whole fucking universe is connecting through these things. We're going to eventually share one giant consciousness.
Yeah, well,
it's all going to be connected through electronics.
Yeah, huh?
That's what it is.
Yeah, right.
It's just happening, nice and slowly, nice and slowly. It's inevitable. It's going in that direction for sure.
Yeah.
All this WikiLeaks shit. What this WikiLeaks shit represents is a new ethic. What's going on is that there's going to be no more secrets anymore. You can't have them anymore. The exchange of information between people is going to be, at one point, it's going to be instantaneous and it's going to be all-encompassing. We're going to have everything I know about you and everything you know about me. We're going to know everything about each other. It's just inevitable.
You're telling me you're going to plug a chip into my brain?
We're going to blend into one thing. I'm telling you, this is without a doubt where we're headed. There's no question.
You're talking in
everything
year
accelerates.
3000?
Well, obviously, look, if something
you're
crazy happens,
like
an asteroid or a tsunami.
Oh, we're fucking each other up for sure.
Yo, I was talking to my manager the other day, my business manager, Matt, who's a great guy, and he's not a conspiracy theorist. He's a real level-headed dude, and he lives in, I don't want to say where he lives, but I said, do you ever think about living near the ocean? You ever think about getting like a place like on the water? That may be kind of dope. And he goes, yeah, but I think about tsunamis. And I'm like, wow, yeah, you should think about tsunamis. Fuck, we all should think about tsunamis.
Right.
At any point in time, the Earth could just decide to move a little bit, and a mile-high wall of water heads towards Los Angeles. Like, that shit's real, man. That could happen.
Absolutely.
Or we get hit by an asteroid, something falls into the ocean, and a mile-high wall of water heads towards Los Angeles. And it's not. Could you fucking imagine?
It's part of the charm of the city.
Yeah. You're going to die at any time.
It might be the only child.
Every time I'm in a parking garage in Los Angeles,
is that
I'm
why
like,
you live in the fucking top of a goddamn mountain? Is
that's
that what you're getting
why.
At?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we live in a. You live so on a. I have to drive fucking all the way up a mountain because you're worried.
You're lucky I don't live in Colorado, bro. Dude, man. We'd only be seeing each other when I come to LA. If it wasn't for my wife getting pregnant, I'd still be in Colorado.
You're worried about the wall of water,
dude. I worry about everything. I'm a fucking freak. I worry about meteor impacts. I worry about the shifting of the polar ice caps. I worry about pollution.
Bro, you should
worry about war.
Bro, you should go downhill mountain biking.
That's going to fix everything.
No, I think it needs to go skiing.
Nah, bro.
Well, I would, except I watched a detailed report on TV where a lady who was downhill mountain biking got attacked by a fucking mountain lion who ate her head.
Nice.
Pulled her.
Don't you
want to
die like a cool way?
Her friend
was
beating the mountain lion with a stick as it was dragging her screaming, bleeding friend with her face torn off into the bushes, and he's beating it with a stick.
So? What's the
point? I saw that lady on TV, man, and I'm
so
like,
what?
I don't think I'll be mountain biking.
That shit didn't happen to you?
But it could have, shit. So that didn't happen to you. That's
yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
You should go. You should do something outside your comfort zone, bro.
You think?
Yeah, for sure.
Skiing or something.
No, but I'm not comfortable with anything.
That's what I'm. Oh, you're not?
Water boat.
What do I need to do that's outside my comfort zone? Tell
know,
me,
bro.
Master.
Just,
master
like, I just feel like, why are you? Don't be scared of life, bro. Just,
I'm half fucking around. I would totally mountain
bike. You're making me nervous.
I'd half fuck around. But you know, my dog was eaten by a mountain lion. And I saw the mountain lion.
Wait, so you think there's some mountain lion with a, like,
out
for you?
Out to get him?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you understand what I'm saying, right,
no,
Joe Rogan?
I'm saying I have personal experience with them. I know that they're dangerous as fuck. If you're gonna go mountain biking around here, you're gonna run into mountain lions.
It's possible. Whatever.
Percentage wise, you'd probably be okay. Yeah.
Man, I would fight him for a minute.
Oh, you'd be fine. You know, you know what to do. But a girl on a fucking bike.
Coyotes.
Yeah, very rare. Very rare. They don't fuck with men. They have killed women. They killed a 19-year-old girl last year in Canada. Singer. She's a recording contract.
It's because of the period
hot
blood.
Shit.
He wasn't even trying to be funny.
That's because he's got an animal mind. Mayhem's got an animal mind. Just thinking about
it.
He's just thinking about it. That's what I would smell. I'd smell her period blood.
Yeah, for sure.
Be smelling that shit. I think I'm going to eat this
bitch. How do you think I get all my girlfriends, bro? Mm.
Yeah, man. Getting killed by wolves is pretty rare, too. We've talked about that recently on the podcast. That I didn't know that wolves have killed people as recently as this year.
Yeah.
Wolves
I'm thinking if you like
killed
you're
a woman.
You're a food source, and you're in their little sector by yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, you're fucked up.
Isn't it weird, though, that we have this weird thing with wolves where, you know, it used to be everyone was aware that wolves were really dangerous.
We went backwards.
Yeah.
Like, because wolves are, we dumbed down the wolf with
we
media.
We fucked them up so hardcore that we feel bad that we fucked them up. Mm-hmm. But the reason we fucked them up is because wolves were eating babies and shit.
Yeah.
They were eating people.
Yeah.
You know, wolves have eaten people before. There was a kid in 2005 that got eaten by a wolf, and there's this woman that got killed by a wolf this year. They fucking kill people.
Wait, so I take it you like don't go camping or anything.
Dude, I've been camping once and a bear attacked our cooler, walked all over our car, tore our cooler to shreds.
Maybe it's your destiny to get eaten by an animal. You should just fucking do it, bro.
Should I go with it?
Should I go with
ostrich?
Or you should unsubscribe.
Yeah, I'd be the first dude to die by ostrich bite.
Bro, you maybe they
you just need to turn off the Discovery Channel at your house.
That would be embarrassing, man, for all my friends. You know, how'd he die? Fucking ostrich kicked his ass, ate him.
Right?
Like, he was covered in feathers.
Steve Irwin.
Meanwhile,
he was
covered. If they kick you, you're fucked.
Oh, of course. Your guts will fall out of you.
They have giant, powerful legs.
Man,
with
you watch way too much documentary.
I know. He needs to get rid of Discovery Channel. No more documentary.
I just got a whole new box set from
Can I
the
get
BBC
like your leftovers every once in a while? Can I?
I'll turn you on to some shit.
Yes. I don't mean turn me on. Like, I don't want to buy it myself. Let me borrow some DVDs.
Okay, I'll give you some DVDs. I got some shit for you to work on. I got some interesting stuff.
You should switch to cartoons for a year.
I can't do it, dude. I can't do it. You know, this is what I do. Okay, I'll go through my DVR. I'll see, like, I watch HDNet fights. I watch, like that Anthony Bourdain No Reservation show.
Yeah.
I see if there's any boxing matches that I missed. And then I just go straight to all the space shows. It's all the universe, or it's all, like, some crazy shit on the Science Channel. That's the only thing that's interesting to me. I can't watch shows like a drama or a sitcom. I can't do it. I can't do it. I'll watch it for 5 minutes and I'll just go, oh.
Yeah.
You know, every now and then, like Breaking Bad, like I'll watch like a cool drama. Those are fun. If you like, when I was getting tattooed, I was watching Breaking Bad. I watched like a bunch of episodes. I watched like two seasons of it. It's pretty awesome.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Is that good?
God, yeah. It's a funny show.
What's that? What
network? Probably like one of the best shows ever, man.
Really?
I think so, man.
What network is that?
It's so well written. It's like the man. FX, it's a great man. It's
really?
Damn well written.
I think it's FX.
What?
It is FX. Right? What?
FX, yeah. It's on FX. I think it's the same night as my show.
Really? Yeah. Damn, you're fucking pumping up a competitor.
I know, but I watch it. It's like my show's on, and then you can change the channel and their show. And we live in TiVo land.
Yeah, you know, that is so TiVo, true. You're really not land. Competing with anything.
We're not competing with anything. Just when save was
the
last time this.
The only time I watch things as they're happening is fights.
Yeah, that's me it. Too. If you need to know that it's
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how life is. But Always Sunny is really good, man. They have so many great characters and stuff, and like it's well written.
Did you watch the Manny Pacquiao fight?
Man, yeah. Man, with my dad and a hunting trip.
Dude.
It was awesome. Like, sit out there in the country watching Manny Pacquiao. My dad, like, screaming and yelling, like, for the wrong guy. I'm like, what? Man, that's not even Pacquiao.
I got Sling Box. I watched it on my laptop in London.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching it.
Yeah, that's cool. That was gory.
Damn, that motherfucker's good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I wonder, though, with his style, though, you know, I wonder if he could fuck with Floyd Mayweather.
No, I know. That's what everybody wants to see.
I still don't know. I still don't know. If you look at the way Floyd Mayweather, the way he just handled Manuel Marquez.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Juan Manuel Marquez.
It's style-wise, though. I think style-wise that matches up pretty good. Like, I think Manny matches up pretty good. I think that...
Marquez couldn't do shit to Floyd, though. And Marquez and Mayweather went to war. They went to war twice.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, but Floyd just shut all that shit down.
But Pacquiao's fast. Pacquiao is pretty good. He's fast, like, and he moves well, takes a good shot. And Mayweather got rocked real bad by Mosley.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that kind of showed that, oh, okay, you can get touched too. Right. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, he got tagged.
Like, yeah, he got tagged real good.
That one punch really kind of fucked it up for Mosley because he stopped boxing and started bombing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he like exactly, lost his rhythm. He
got angry.
Yeah, he lost his rhythm.
Yeah.
That was a tough fight for him anyway. That dude is... It's amazing that... Like, when you see boxers, it's so strange that boxers can compete at that high a level when they're, like, 40.
Yeah.
You know, he's, like, 39, right, isn't he?
Yeah, it's business. Yeah.
There's some... I mean, some guys can keep going, and some guys, it just all falls apart. It's interesting. For sure. Like, look at Hopkins.
Because
he's so technical. 46 years old, still fighting. I mean, that's incredible, man.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Undoubtedly, man.
At the end of the day, that's what's the most important in every combat sport. It's technique. All that ferocity and everything, it's so important. I mean, you have to have it. You know, you have to have strength. You have to have endurance. You have to have, you know, fighter spirit. But what's most important is technique.
Yeah.
All that other shit, you can have too. That all that other shit has to be processed through technique, though. Mm-hmm. And guys that just rely on one thing, that just rely on their aggressiveness or rely on their athleticism. Like, how many times have you watched guys fight, like, in, you know, MMA on TV, and you see, like, a guy that's, like, super hyper-aggressive, but yet he's got all these holes in his stand-up, and he's dropping his hands goofy, and he's not turning his kicks over, but he's just super aggressive, and that's how he's winning. He's beating guys by just being... And you're like, this guy's just, like... eventually, he's going to run into a guy that's as tough as him, but is technical, and then he's fucked.
Yeah, of course. That always happens. It's just the style-wise. Like, this guy's got smarter technique. You know what I mean?
That's like the big battle, isn't it?
Isn't it?
You know?
Isn't it?
Yeah. Man, the life of a martial artist, a professional mixed martial artist, that has got to be a trippy way to fucking pay your bills, son.
Isn't it? I know. There's been moments where I've stood across the ring for someone, and I'm like... I'm about to fight another grown man on national television. I'm like, this is my life right now.
Do you try to squash those thoughts, or you just go, well, this, it is what it is?
No, what do you mean? I just go, ha, 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 ha. I'm about to fight somebody on TV.
So you laugh, so you think it's
funny. In my head, I'm like, it's so weird. Like so whatever. Weird. You know, you just take a different path in your life. You're like, oh, this is what I'm doing, you know? I don't know. It's very strange. It's very different. But I mean, you know, it's just my job. Like, I just, like, this is what I'm going to do.
It's a crazy ass way to make a living, son.
Yep.
That's a crazy ass way.
It's business.
It's a fascinating
Don't cry for
sport.
Me, bro. Don't
what are you talking about? I'm not crying. We're just talking.
I know. That's what I mean.
I mean, look, my life is, to other people, would be horrific. You know, getting on stage and doing comedy or talking
in
front of
I never even realized that is like a lot of people's number one fear.
Yeah,
a lot and I'm like, of what? Why? Just stand
Have you done
there.
It lately? Don't want to be judged.
Have you done it lately?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I mean, Ella's show and
right.
You know,
there's a new place you need to check.
They want me to do a show on 16th.
On what?
Huh?
A show on the 16th?
Yeah.
Of what? December?
Yeah. Where? Should I do it, Joe Rogan?
What, a comedy show?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You could totally do it.
All right. I know. What do I talk about, though?
Anything. Write a bunch of shit down.
All right.
The 16th. What's today's date?
Talk about the blood in your store.
Today is the 29th.
December 16th.
Oh, so you've got like, what? How many days are in November? November 30?
Yeah.
30?
So I've got that long to do it.
All right, I can do it. 17 days,
man. I'll say some funny shit.
Yeah, you know what? How much time do you have to go up for?
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
This is the keywords I want you to use. Period, blood. Those two words.
Yeah.
Use those. Blood. And coyotes.
That was a zinger, right?
Period, blood. No.
I'm going to steal that shit.
It's good.
I'm going to use it from the... I'm gonna, all right, so you guys are seeing. If I go up on the 16th, mm-hmm. at the Improv...
This should Hollywood. Be the punchline. Period, blood.
Period, blood. That would just be the punchline.
I guess girls would think about that shit if they got in the water, too, that sharks would bite their pussy.
Right?
You know? I mean, my God. Could you fucking imagine the thought?
And that's how you dye your hair color.
That the shark is going for your pussy because he smells your period. Whoa. What a horrific... Someone must have died like that somewhere along the line. Some girl must have gotten their pussy eaten out by a shark. She must have.
You're right.
It must have happened. No. With all the people that have been killed by sharks for all the hundreds of thousands of years people have been on this planet.
Undoubtedly.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you can't get me in that fucking water. That water can suck
What's
my dick.
What's wrong with you,
Some
dude?
Kid just got bit in half in San Bernardino.
Time the fuck out.
Not San Bernardino. Joe Rogan. Santa Barbara.
What's wrong with you, bro? Half. Why Nothing. Are you so scared of the
entire
world? I'm not
scared. I'm fascinated.
No, but you're scared, though.
But I'm not. I just don't think that getting eaten by a shark is worth the thrill of surfing.
Bullshit, bro. You never surfed before.
Fuck that. I don't need to, son.
You don't want to go mountain biking because the fucking mountain lions will eat you.
No.
You don't want to go surfing because the fucking sharks will eat you.
Breaking it down.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay?
Yes.
You don't... What exactly. the fuck?
Those are monsters, and I try to avoid monsters in my everyday life.
You don't want to go roller skating.
Especially monsters in the water, man. At least a mountain lion, you might be able to fucking get him in a guillotine. Man. You know what I'm saying?
No.
A mountain lion might fuck up.
You can't, dude.
A mountain lion might fuck up. You might get on top. You might sprawl. You know what I'm saying? You might take that mountain lion's back.
Now you're head shucking a mountain lion. That's what you're gonna do. You're
I'll
gonna swing them down to the ground.
Little,
you're darthing a mountain lion.
I'll
that's
darth
what you're doing.
The fuck out of him and his stupid, fucking, dirty, stinky, shit covered paws. Fuck a mountain lion. But a shark will eat your asshole, and
Man.
There's not much you can do about it.
Wait, you're bleeding out of your asshole a lot?
He's gonna eat you. He's gonna come up from behind, so you don't even see him coming, and he's just gonna start eating you.
So what, bro? That's the risk we all take of living here on Mother Earth, the great Gaia.
That's beautiful, man.
I know, right?
I try to avoid being a part of the food chain, except the top part.
Yeah, but the chances that you're going to get eaten by an animal you're while right. doing an outdoor activity are very low.
They're way, way higher than if you don't go to those places where the monsters are.
Yeah!
I find
mentality.
That the best way to cut down on the possibility of getting eaten by monsters is to not go near the monsters.
Bro, so would you go hang gliding?
What am I, a fucking bird? Listen, man, that's a dumbass way to go.
Would you go roller skating?
Smashing into the rocks from an errant breeze.
You don't want
to. Oh,
go,
whoops! Now I'm dead.
He doesn't want to go hang gliding because he might get eaten by a pterodactyl.
Hey, Brian, why don't you tell him the story about your dad and parachuting?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, paragliding.
Why don't you tell?
Wait,
him,
Wait, hold on. I already know the story before you even tell it. But that's the
I
type.
I bet you
of
don't. I bet you don't.
Parachuting or paragliding?
Parachuting.
So he jumped out the fucking thing and died.
No. This is his dad. His dad. Brian,
my dad worked with somebody that every week she was like, hey, you need to come, you know, skydiving with me, because she did it every weekend. And he was like thinking about it, even though he didn't want to. And then one day she died. She jumped out, and I guess like her emergency parachute went with her regular parachute.
She dances with the devil, bro.
To me, that was like one out of 1 million, though. But I would never parachute, but I think Joe should go roller skating. And if not,
I've heard plenty of bad stories. I'm not scared.
Why wouldn't
Don't
you
be scared, homie.
Don't be scared, homie. .com. Well,
that's what I should use that website for, to put like, don't be scared, homie. Like,
sure, after the fight.
After.
Yeah, that is a good idea, man. Right? Look, it's, you know, think about like, what would Tyler Durden do? .com. They have a
they
like,
have that
site. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a cool.
The
site.
Biggest compliment.
Brian's friend.
Yeah.
Brian interacts with that guy.
I want him to help me.
He's a funny dude, man. That what would Tyler Durden guy.
It's WWTDD.
He says some funny shit, man. He's got some really good like one-liners on things that are going on in the news. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he's funny. And he hates Paris Hilton a lot.
Oh, he's the anti Paris Hilton.
Perez Hilton. Not Paris, Brian.
Paris.
I mean, the guy.
Oh, no. He hates Paris.
Oh, he hates Paris.
Yeah, his tweets on Paris are hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would he hate her? She's just some lost child. Why would he give a fuck?
Know. Because it's funny.
Yeah. Yes. He's more of a funny
guy. It's in right now to make fun of Paris Hilton, so I'm going to make fun. Yeah.
I thought that died off.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it has to die off. Like, yeah, right. Because at a certain point in time, you become the joke for caring about her.
Man, no.
Like, why are you still talking about this one person out of a river of humans?
No, what do you mean? It's the next one, the next one, the next one.
It's amazing, though, that people
have... people stay irrelevant. Like to me, it's like, why? Like, why are these people famous? I was like, this is kind of sad. It's sad with our culture. Like, I feel bad for us. Well, like, man, and I start getting care. I start caring because the other people care. I'm like, man, damn it, why do I care?
I don't want to pretend that I know what's going to happen in the future because I obviously don't. You know, I don't know whether or not we're going to pull ourselves out of this downward spiral, this humanity downward spiral with some sort of a technological innovation or something. You know, but if it doesn't happen, I forgot what I was talking about.
Man, you are fucking deep in the damn contact high.
What were we talking about before you said that?
Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton.
This is a quote that he did. Paris Hilton, everyone hates you. No one is going to watch your dumb show. No one cares anymore. Go kill yourself.
That's the meanest tweet ever. That, like, it's so mean that it was funny. It was so mean that it was ridiculous.
It sounded like Ari Shaffir wrote that.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what I was going to say.
Oh, man.
I don't know whether or not we are ever going to pull ourselves out of this downward spiral. But if you looked at a civilization, if you looked at a civilization right before it was going to fall, like Rome or like the Greek Empire, like anywhere, all you hear about is them going crazy. All you hear about is feathers, and they're eating, and then they're throwing up, and they're fucking everything, and they're fucking little boys and shit, and there's lions versus Christians. It's always the craziest shit goes down, and that's what everybody talks about after it falls apart. Mm. Well, isn't that what's happening right here? I mean, it has to be. It's happening slowly. That's what it is. I mean, we were talking, Brian and I were looking at the pictures of the Colosseum in Rome. We were having lunch at this Italian place today, and they had this photo of the Colosseum in Rome, and the photo was from 2010. Right, so the Colosseum is this fucking incredible old piece of architecture where people fought fucking lions right there in the center of that bitch. And there's cars just driving around it. And the cars, the distance between the curb and the fucking walls of this insane old building is what, 15 feet? 10 feet? It's like there's no space. It's like car and this insane old building.
Yeah.
People are probably peeing
that
on
shit
it now.
Just fell apart. It fell apart and nobody fixed it.
Yeah.
It just fell right apart. That can easily happen with us. And if it does, they're going to be talking about us the same way we talk about the Romans.
So mountain biking,
they'll be like,
mountain biking.
These crazy assholes had TV shows where regular people became famous. Girls became famous because they were showing their pussies. They get out of the cars. Like how many girls became famous or got like massive publicity for showing their pussy on TV? Or showing their pussy, rather, in publicity for these magazines? Well, how many times that happened?
So
14,000.
That would be something. I think that's incorrect.
You don't think 14 is right?
I think 14, maybe. Probably 14. Maybe 14 girls have shown their pussy. Yeah. Pretend that they've accidentally shown their pussy.
You think it's 14?
A lot of them are probably.
Somebody researched that.
It's probably not that many.
It's probably like six. No, probably
the point is that's going to be something they would talk about in the future when they study ancient history. They talk about the fall of the American Empire. What are they going to talk about? They're going to talk about how nutty we were. The girls would just show their pussies. Girls became famous for leaking sex tapes. Just fucking sucking cock.
Yeah.
Like Kim Kardashian. She got famous.
I know.
For hanging out with a girl who should have been, you know, there should have been no reason for Paris Hilton to become famous. Why was she famous? Well, she just figured out how to do it.
Yeah.
Don't hate. There she is. And so Kim Kardashian was hanging out with her and goes, you know what? I got to kick this up a notch. I'm going to do a porno with a black guy. So she does a porno with this dude. She sucks his dick, fucks him, everything. It's all like a real legit porno. And then it's like, oh, how did that get out there? Darn it. And then that becomes a huge hit show. And then she becomes a mainstream celebrity on the cover of almost every magazine.
And that was
every
a hot
goddamn time I go to the magazine stand, her face is on the cover of some magazine, whether it's a fitness magazine or anything. It's amazing. It's that would be something that people would look at and say, look how crazy they got. Yeah. They just made regular people. Like, you don't have to sing, you don't have to dance, you don't have to write, you don't have to create.
She has charisma.
She's got an ass. Dude.
She's got an ass and she has some charisma. I meant ass. So, yeah, no, I don't know.
Don't you think that if you were looking at a culture.
If people looked
at it from the future, that's what you would say. You'd say, look at these crazy assholes.
No, maybe some people are just going to have the charisma and then all of a sudden they're going to be awesome.
Like, I don't think we're on the same track.
No, like, everybody will have.
You guys seen that movie, Christine?
How about everybody will just be famous and we'll all that like. Well, wait, we just connected the two things right now. Yeah. That's what I was just thinking. Everybody has a computer chip in their brain, and then you walk up to this guy and go, "Oh, he's awesome," and then everyone will just shine in a magical land.
Well, I think eventually everyone's gonna have your phone number will be like a channel. You know, you will have like
to write to the
channel.
Brain, like, oh, bro, let me get your channel number because I really want to dance around in your head right
that's
now.
That's what'll be right before right? the final immersion. That's what will be the
What's
last.
What's the final
step.
Immersion? Oh my god!
Final immersion is no consciousness other than the one. Everybody together.
So we're gonna get all linked up like the Matrix right now. That's what's gonna happen.
No emotion, no bullshit, no negativity.
We're gonna be aliens, and then we're gonna send ourselves back all the way through the universe, back in time to us.
Oh man. You're freaking me out, man. That's ultimate stoner talk. There's no more ultimate stoner talk than
the peace
what
team?
Happens when you die.
Yeah, or future.
The aliens future. And the future. And what's going to happen, man? Yeah, when's it going to end, man?
I know. Do you not see?
It's all I do. It's all I do. I'm a fucking fool. All I do all day is not even think about the moment, just worry constantly about what is going to happen in the future.
Bro, man, I feel like this. You guys are a little therapeutic right now.
No,
this is a breakthrough.
Look, it's just to me, it's all just hyper fascinating. It's all hyper fascinating.
Dr. Phil.
It's not that I'm not.
I have been hanging out with
him. How is that? You got any secrets of the Dr. Phil?
I don't know. Dr. Phil was. I was like, damn. I'm like, that was just. It was weird as like me getting ready to fight. Like I'm like, man, I'm about to fight a man. Man, I'm about to go on a Dr. Phil show. Like,
were you nervous?
And was it?
No, I was just like, this is so weird. Like, I was nervous. I was just like, what the hell am I doing? This is full.
Did he give you a massage or anything? Is there anything that he did? When the cameras are off.
I wanted to touch his head, but, you know, that's disrespectful.
Right.
You know, I mean, just to say I did it, you know?
Was he a guy? What was he like?
Yeah, he was a nice dude.
Really nice guy?
Yeah, Dr. Phil's cool. Like, I was like, man, this is the... And he had a weightlifter hand grip.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
A weightlifter hand grip?
Wow. Yeah, a little bit. I was like, hey, man, Dr. Phil's kind of buff.
Wow.
I swear. I was like,
really?
Yeah, he played football in high school, and yeah, for sure. Like, college, maybe.
Would you hang if Dr. Phil called you up? Hey, Jason, I'm down here at the bar thinking about getting a beer. Would you like to join me?
Hell yeah, I want to talk to Dr. Phil. I'd like to talk to Dr. Phil.
What would you do if Dr. Phil just started talking pussy?
Man, I would.
Let's cut the bullshit. Dr. Phil just started talking crazy pussy stories back before I was married.
Remember when I was supposed to be on that Dr. Phil show or the doctors and you talked me out of it?
What was it about?
For Salvia.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to show my video and everything.
I told them, don't be going on.
Oh, you're going
to
do something?
First of all, that's going to contribute to the end of that Salvia.
Right. I know. That's what I was thinking.
That shit is so fragilely legal.
It's not
anymore.
It's like
slowly
being
pulled. It's still legal in California, I'm pretty sure.
I thought it wasn't.
Some states. It's legal in some states still. Some states made it illegal. I think they just made it illegal in Florida.
That's fucked up.
What does it do to you?
It doesn't hurt anybody, man. This is why it's weird that they're making it illegal. Look, the problem is it's sort of a guilt by association thing because if you consider it, and even though you look at the statistics and there's no deaths and there's no immediate danger, you know, health-wise, like why should it be illegal? Well, because it's like all this other shit that's illegal. Salvia is one of the most potent psychedelic drugs in the world, and it's available at head shops, whereas, you know, it's really
available
hard.
At Target. What are you talking about? They sell Salvia at Target.
Do they really?
Salvia plants.
Oh, Salvia plants. Yeah, that's pretty trippy.
Same thing.
Yeah, you're right. It's sage.
Right.
I mean, that's what Salvia is.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it.
Well,
but it's
I don't know if it's the same strain.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what it is like they extract it, you know, and they condense it down and they extract it. So you get like Salvia times 60, you know, so it's like this little condensed form or not condensed or whatever.
Wait, and then you wait. You put that in your coffee?
Super
No. It's like an herb. It's like weed. And you have to get
put that in your pipe and smoke it.
You get this lighter that you have to have one of the crack lighters with the blue torches and it gets it up to a certain temperature and it releases pretty much it's like a whippet of mushrooms. You know, you're just doing,
yeah.
Oh God, I'm shrooming. Oh my God, my face is on fire. I'm melting. I'm dead. Oh, hey, I'm back. But the problem is kids were doing this, you know, and
50 times a day.
50 times a day, right. Making the most hilarious YouTube videos in the world. If you ever want to see some of the funniest shit, just go on YouTube, type in Salvia.
Oh, the kid and the kid.
Yeah,
the
kid's doing all that shit. Yeah, exactly. Or, all right. Or,
is that
or
a good impression of
I never watched
of,
it.
Kind
it
of.
Looked like a seizure.
Yeah, it was more of a seizure.
I've seen a few seizures.
I'm just saying, was that a good seizure?
That was decent.
That's a good seizure. That's a good seizure.
I told the story about I told it before, but I used to have my friend Johnny. His girlfriend used to fake seizures.
Why?
He did the girl. She wanted attention so bad. She used to fake seizures. She would fall down and like fake a seizure, and he would use it as an excuse to slap her in the face. He's like, honey, wake up, honey, wake up. And I'd see him like he like bite his lip. I was hitting it like, fucking bitch. Like he like really like give her slaps in the face.
Why? That's the most healthy relationship I've ever heard of.
Chaos.
Healthy.
That's the most amazing thing about knowing a lot of fucked up people. You know,
like, what is everyone saw you have a story like that?
Yeah, it puts it all in perspective too. You realize. There's
damn, man, my girl sucks. Levels. At least she's not faking seizures in a fucking grocery store where you have to slap the shit out of her in front of everybody. That's the saddest thing ever.
Yeah, pretty goddamn ridiculous.
Yo, you got this chick's number or what?
She's dead.
Damn.
She's dead?
She deserves to be.
Wow.
I don't know if she's dead. I don't know if she's dead. He's dead, though.
Oh, poor bastard.
Yeah, he was my best friend. Fascinating dude.
Yeah.
Hung out with a lot of crazy bitches.
Yeah, you know, that can get easy to do, man. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, a chick is beautiful.
Sure.
You don't know that she's banana sandwich.
And you don't care either because once you start having sex with them.
And then you're like, what am I doing right now?
Problem with dudes is once you start having sex with them, if it's good and they're hot.
Wait, like, you have sex with dudes?
What?
What?
You just said.
Yeah.
No. Listen to me, you fucking clowns. The problem with us
I don't use that word.
When you have sex with a girl and she's hot, you get addicted to it. You got one.
Yeah,
and she's super hot and she's sexy and she's got a killer body. You're like, you could get that again. You could always get that again. So even if she's crazy, you start going, oh, fuck. You want, all right, well, I don't know. Okay. What are you doing? You want to go out tomorrow? And then the next thing you know, you're fucking her again.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, this is your girlfriend. This crazy bitch is your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And just because she's hot and she's got a good, you know.
I know.
She's a freak.
I don't.
And the crazy ones, a lot of times, they're more fun in bed because they want to please you. They want to, you know, they really want you to be rocked. So they'll freak you out more. And then you're even extra stuck. Right? Because if you get used to that, you get used to what my friend Tony always says, that erotic and psychotic are like, they're like next door neighbors. What are you doing over there, Brian?
He was looking for something to drink, so I gave him some Jack.
You want another coconut drink?
Yeah! Coconut drink! Thanks, dude. You're like the best intern ever, Joe.
Thank you.
I like how he's wearing a paperboy cap too, man.
I know.
Hey, mister.
Hey, Skippy.
Hey, here's your coconut water.
Exactly. Man. You need like one in back to the like couch, that. Joe Rogan.
That's one of the best ones.
And you have regular water?
Sure, I'll have one.
I know you have regular water
in
there.
I don't have any in here, man.
Damn it, bro. That's all right. You know what?
I'm sorry.
I was drinking out of the sink. I like to do it old school, like, you know, grab to the thing.
That's
and
his
go
jerk
underneath.
Off sink, though.
He just, I drink out of a jerk off sink.
Yeah, damn. He puts his dick underneath the sink and it drops the water on it like a girl does in a bathtub.
What?
Have you ever heard of girls that do that? That masturbate by putting their pussy right underneath the faucet and they just slowly turn it on.
Yeah, that's got to be a benefit of being a chick.
Yeah.
It must be way easier to masturbate.
Open wound. Yeah, totally.
You think so?
Fuck yeah.
I don't know, man. You gotta rub. I guess a lot of like arm motion.
They stick stuff in there, bro.
Yeah, they're allowed to put things in there.
If a girl gets used to that, that's the real problem. She gets used to a vibrator. Some girls get broken. Their pussies just get broken to regular stimulation. They're just so oversensitized.
Yeah, that happens a lot more than
smashed
than I thought it did. Now, actually,
they got to cycle off like coffee.
Yeah, like coffee. Like
yeah, you stop doing coffee for a while, and then all of a sudden you're like. Drink a coffee, you're like, oh yeah, I'm freaking pumped.
It's true, right?
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah, right? It's like you just stop. You stop taking
the weirdest thing, I know when I'm drinking coffee too much, when I can drink it and then get sleepy.
Yeah.
That's when you know, like, you gotta stop drinking coffee, dude.
What?
You know, if you drink it so much, you can drink it, and all of a sudden you get sleepy.
I wonder why that
drink
is,
it.
Right?
I don't know. It's probably not
probably
good.
Probably your liver, like, going, too much coffee.
Your kidneys trying to shut you down, going, dude. They say a little bit of coffee is not bad for you, but you can get the problem with like Starbucks coffee is if which what? Is the best.
Don't be hating on Starbucks.
I'm not.
Right now.
What I say? The best
fucking thing you say about it was bad about.
Listen,
Starbucks.
Listen, bro.
I'm a gold card member.
Okay, man. Okay. I know there's a coffee bean thermos in front of me, but that's not because I'm disloyal.
It's not product placement.
But the problem is that Starbucks coffee has a fuckload of caffeine in it.
Not enough.
Well, yes. Wait, not enough?
That's why I drink it, man.
My new thing is getting iced coffee, unsweetened, with three shots.
In an IV?
Three espresso shots.
Three espresso shots.
Three, man.
But they say espresso is not as much caffeine as coffee is.
No, but that's on top of
a... So it's three cups of coffee, though.
Yeah, that's...
Three cups of espresso.
Each shot
is like three cups of coffee, right?
Yeah. A shot of espresso is like three cups of coffee?
Almost,
no.
Yeah.
No. Slightly that's what
less.
I'm saying.
No, it's like a weak cup of coffee. Like it's three weak cups of coffee, but, right. But they're like condensed into small.
I'm sorry. I thought you were saying that each shot is three cups.
No.
It's not quite a cup of coffee. A shot is espresso. It's like slightly below an average cup of coffee.
Sort of. But that's how they make Americanos.
No. It's a fucking fascinating subject because you can get... I mean, look... You go and get a venti. You go and get a venti Starbucks. You take somebody who has never drank coffee before, someone who doesn't take any stimulants, doesn't do it, and you just give them that venti. They might have to sit down. Like they might be so jacked. They might be like, "Whoa, my heartbeat is beating too fast."
But that's the nature of coffee.
Your hands could be shaking. But meanwhile,
you have to get used to it.
Yeah,
like, you know, you get drugged up and boom. Right. You know, it's a legal drug. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it is.
Same caffeine. It's legal. It's a drug.
How many coffees a day do you have, Jason?
I don't know. Like
14.
No, I know. I'm real high tension.
I don't allow myself more than one.
Oh, really?
The only time it's two is if I'm really busy working.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I'll go like in the morning and then in the afternoon sometimes. And I'll bam, I'm hype. Starbucks.
I would like to see you on a muscle relaxer. I bet you'd just be like, hello, guys. How are you doing today?
Yeah, no.
I bet that shit would have no effect.
Shit, I think this shit's broke. I think it's fucking broke. Yeah. No, muscle relaxer don't work.
That's what you'd do.
They had to juice me up with a lot of that stuff to put me to sleep, though.
Really?
But, yeah.
You got operated on?
Yeah, when I got operated, put like my plate in my thumb, and they're like, all right, we're going to pump you full of stuff. And he goes in there to push it in there, and I'm like, whoa. I feel like a giant rush over my whole body. I'm like, oh, my God. And they're like, okay, just relax. And I'm like, no, I'm like, man, I'm high right now. Like,
wait a minute. You're about to be operated on? This is the type of shit you're saying?
Yeah. I'm like, man, I'm high right now. Like, I was like that. And the guy like looks at me like, excuse me, sir. And I realize that the stuff is too weak. And I'm like, you can't knock me out. You can't.
No
and the guy
way.
Like, yeah, laugh.
The
and
guy was laughing?
The guy like, kind of, I remember as I'm all blurry, like with all the drugs, like, and I'm like, man, I look and I remember him like smirking at me and then going back. Oh, man, I shouldn't talk shit to him like that.
Wow.
Because I came out of it like thinking I was in a fight. Like I was like, and like kicking at the nurses and everything like that.
God.
And I was like, and I was like, oh, my bad. Like I was like, oh, sorry. And then I felt so sick because he pumped me so full of that stuff. That like and I was like, man, what did I do? And so
can you imagine being a fucking nurse?
Oh, they were kind of used to it, honestly.
They're used to dudes kicking
like,
them?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, because they do like all like extreme athlete crazy dudes, yeah.
Really?
And they're like, yeah, we've seen people like jump up out of their seats. And stuff. So they were like, hey, it was mellow, and I was like, oh, I'm very sorry. Like, I was apologizing.
It's a weird feeling going out like that, going under and then waking up and you're operated on already, your knees stitched up together.
Yeah, weird.
It's very strange. How many operations have you had?
Oh, only like, I don't know, four.
What have you had done?
So... knees, like cleaning out stuff and ACL replacement and like putting a plate in the
just
tub.
One ACL replacement or did you have one?
Yeah, both of them.
Both of them done?
Yeah. Like I had the middle of my knee cut out because like it was annoying the hell out of me. I cut it out.
What is it? What do you mean the middle of your
meniscus.
Knee?
Meniscus. Their meniscus?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sticking out. I would punch.
Oh, a bucket handle tear?
Yeah, bucket. Wow, you know
that. I had that. I had that on my left.
Oh, yeah, we talked
about that. I had that shit operated.
Yeah,
clicks.
So it would click.
Get stuck.
It would get stuck. I'd be like, oh, God. And I'll just like yank that thing out of there.
That shit is a ferocious pain, too.
Oh, yeah.
That meniscus pain is that's tough to fade.
Yeah.
Very difficult to ignore. It's not something you just walk off.
No.
Like it's a bone piercing pain. Knees are so fucking painful.
Yeah.
Did you have a couple of testicles added?
Yeah.
I have like 17 testicles.
I'm pretty accurate. Brian, why are you looking? He just checked your package, just too. Sure. 17 testicles.
Seems like you might have a few more than the other guys.
He's got extra balls.
They're swinging.
Yeah, it's amazing that they can stitch you up and put you back together again now, though. Isn't that fucking cool? Like, how many guys do you know that have... I know guys
that have had discs
replaced... You know, really? The artificial discs stuck in between and had their discs fused.
Man,
yeah, Tito had that done. Who else had that done? Nate Quarry had that done.
Yeah.
A lot of guys have had that done. They blow out their discs and they get their shit replaced and they can go right back and fight again. Yeah. It's fucking crazy. That used to be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Like your discs were jacked. Like, forget about competitive athletics on the highest level. You know, there's no way, man.
Yeah.
And you used to be ACL got jacked. Like my friend Steve, nothing,
and you were done forever. Yeah. Like I was like shocked when I said ACL, and they're like, nah, you just go and we put you back together. I'm like, oh, awesome.
And
like,
it's more powerful than the original.
Yeah, ACL. It is. Like my ACL, this man, it's stronger than it was. Like I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And did the workouts and whatever, and then it's like,
did you use a cadaver?
Stronger. Yeah.
Well, you know they use an Achilles tendon. That's what they use. It's a big fat fucking cable.
Crazy.
It's bigger than what's naturally in there. What's naturally in there sucks.
Wow. You're saying that breaks. I have like illegal knees right
I
now?
Got both. Both mine are done.
Yeah.
This one was done with a patella tendon graft though, which kind of sucks, where they take a chunk out of your bone and a strip of meat where your tendon is and it's attached to your shin, and then they open you up and then they screw it in place. It takes a long ass time to heal from it. It's much, much longer recuperation time because you got a hole in your shin or a hole in your kneecap and a hole in your shin. Like they cut it out and so your tendon's been all fucked up. So it's a way more invasive thing. This one I had done, it was they did a cadaver, my right one, and there's just like two little tiny holes and they stitched them up and that's it. It was all fixed. I mean, it's crazy. They just get in there and screw this new joint in place. That used to be, if you lived, you know, 1,000 years ago, man, you were a cripple.
Yeah.
You know, you were fucked. You were that guy that would fall down if the wind blew too
hard.
Come on,
dude. Black president. We're in the future right now.
What?
Year 2000.
It's just think it's so cool that they could patch you up and put you back together again, you know?
Yeah. We live in the future. I don't have a jetpack, but whatever.
Have you ever had your elbows done?
Nah.
Shoulders are supposed to be the worst.
Nah.
Tear your shoulders. That's supposed to be the biggest pain in the ass to recoup.
Yeah. That's dancing with the devil. That's what I do every day.
You do. You ever think that? Like, man, like I'm fucking staking my living on my physical flesh.
Yeah. Dance with
he
the
likes
devil.
It.
It's fun.
It is the funnest thing for you, right?
Right. I can't help it. It's so fun. I like doing crazy stuff all the time.
Do you think you're going to have a long career? You're going to be doing this for a long time?
I think, yeah. I think I could do it. Like, you know, I can do it for a long time, but... You know, that's my job, you know. I feel good.
You're definitely better now than you've ever been before.
I know.
And what are you, 29 now?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah, I'm about to change it up.
You about to hit 29?
About to hit 30.
30. God damn.
Crazy, right?
That's like when you're an adult, dude. You're
I know. So bro, crazy. I've been feeling it. I'm like, I feel kind of happy about it. Like, I'm like, I'm going to be an adult.
We got to get you over in the UFC, man. All this Strikeforce nonsense. If this Nick Diaz thing doesn't work, man, I hope the UFC picks you up. We have to go get Joe Silva a massage somewhere. Maybe you have to get him a fucking gift certificate for somewhere cool. Some wonderful restaurant. Have a nice meal.
I'll take him to the
Joe,
Olive Garden.
Take him
say,
to
Joe,
you take him to
what
the-
are we doing with this Strikeforce nonsense? You know, Mayhem Miller,
nah,
UFC
I mean, I got a good thing
fighter.
Going with it. I got a good thing going with Strikeforce. So, yeah.
You prefer
so, I mean,
it over
let's
there?
See, let's see if the Diaz will, you know, not be scared, homie. And
right.
Well, you know, we'll go from there.
When you watch the Anderson Silva Chael Sonnen fight. Now, I know you train with Chael, right?
I fought Chael.
Where did you find him?
Yeah, but I trained with him too. Yeah, and I fought him in like 19. Like, man, I was like 18 years old.
Really?
Yeah, we like fought. Like, maybe, no, 19? Yeah, he just kept taking me down. We crashed through the cage. There's video of it somewhere. Yeah, man, I was so young, man. I was like, we were like kids, man.
Wow. How old is he?
I don't know.
He's in his 30s, right?
Yeah. He's a little older than me.
When you watch his fight with Anderson Silva, so Anderson Silva, pound for pound, best fighter in the world, you know, UFC long-running middleweight champion, what did you think when you saw that fight?
Yeah.
The Chael Sonnen fight. Were you thinking, I mean, you know, you're a guy competing for the Strikeforce title at 185. When you see Anderson, you know, and you see that, you know, that Chael is handling him.
Yeah.
Chael, what did you think? That, like, does that,
I think
like, pump you up?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but, the, you know, like, of course, my weight. That was the most intense I've ever watched a fight, really.
Like, yeah, that's so what I was excited. Thinking. It must be, right?
Yeah, of course. Because I'm, like, in the little soap opera kind of, you know?
Right, but right, right.
I'm, like, watching this, like, that we're all, you know, the same weight.
You could be fighting that guy easy. Yeah, I know. Soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
Both so. Guys, really, right?
Yeah, exactly. So
anything could happen.
Of course.
How long is your contract at Strikeforce?
I believe, I don't know, I have a fight left or
one fight left?
Yeah, I think so.
And so that if you beat Nick Diaz, then do you fight Jacare for the title?
I have a couple fights left, I think. And I have
two fights?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So what are they talking about now? If Nick Diaz doesn't want to fight, do you get to fight Jacare? Do you have to fight Tim Kennedy? Like, what do you do? What's next?
I don't know, man.
They don't know? They're just trying to get the Nick Diaz fight.
Well, I mean, that's the fight that everyone wants to see. That's cool. And, I'm down. You know, it's like, that's my job. I'm down to do whatever, you know?
Does it get in the way when you're filming Bully Beatdown? You know, does it get in your way with your training? Like, do you have to, like, train, like, when you're filming that show, do you have to, like, make sure that you don't have any fights scheduled for while it's going down?
Yeah, of course. Like, you know, I don't want to run it concurrent with the, right. the training camp.
It would fuck it up hard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it would fuck it up.
What kind of hours?
But I took fight. I took, I don't know. For training, the Bully Beatdown only takes 2 weeks. So
what is that monkey on? What did you do, Brian?
It's a mayhem monkey.
Oh
wow! Did you just cut and paste that?
Yeah.
But
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. But I don't know. You know, it only takes 2 weeks to do the Bully Beatdown. So
for the whole season?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's easy.
That's
I mean,
amazing.
It's like more than 2 weeks because like, I have to go to do voiceover or
how
whatever.
How many episodes do you guys do?
10 at a time, usually.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a fun, it's like a fun little summer camp. Like, yay, let's go film Bully Beatdown. It's going to be hilarious.
Well, it must have been way more fun coming into this season now that it's a big success.
You know?
Like, now everything, like, everybody, like, wants you there and is happy to see you and all excited. And
what?
It's all pumped up.
What do you mean?
Like, people at the network, people in the studio. Like, you're on a successful show.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when it starts. That's when it's fucking badass, right?
It is,
when it's successful.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, when things are rolling. When things are
man, people, and so, like, I that third season of it, you know, I never seen an audience so pumped up. Like,
yeah, they're fans. They're fans.
They're super fans. Like, when the first, there was, like, just people who were like, what? What is this? You know?
When we used to film news radio,
iota.
There's a big difference between the first season of news radio, like, the audience, and, like, the third season. When it gets into where the fans come to watch the show, you know, that's when it becomes fun.
Yeah. It's a crazy experience.
Yeah, filming shows is so hard in the beginning because no one knows what the fuck is going on. You're trying to establish a rhythm, and
it's like you know you're awesome, but nobody else knows you're awesome.
I wasn't going to say that. What I was saying is, it just takes a long time.
Well, and I just feel like everybody who works on that show is like awesome people, and you know what I mean. It's like they're all cool people. I got more into doing the Bully Beatdown job by the fact that the people who work on it are just so awesome. People, like, you're just such awesome people. So I'm like, oh, like I really want to do a good job because these people right here are cool. So let me try to do a really good job because you don't see them working, but they're working really hard.
Now, did when all this shit went down with the CBS thing, where you got in trouble and the big fight and the brawl on television, did they give you a hard time over that?
What do you mean? What are they going to give me a hard time about it for?
Nobody gave you a hard time.
Who, Bully Beatdown people?
Yeah, like no one says like, you know, hey, you know, we can't get involved.
I don't even think they were worried. What do you mean, kid?
They
involved?
Weren't. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what are they going to do?
No. I'm saying is like when a controversy happens like this, like they don't want you involved in anything that's like negative or anything that's like, you know, like they don't have, they don't sit down with you and say, hey, you can't be getting into brawls because, you know, you represent the show.
No.
I think they
understood my side, like, you know what I mean, like they understood the whole how the whole thing went down,
right? But I mean, in the news, cool it wasn't clear cut. There was a lot of people that were blaming you.
Yeah, well,
they're just jerks.
They didn't get that mad about it. Not Bully Beatdown. That's like my fighting career. They don't worry about my fighting career. I don't feel like what do you think? That MTV is going to spank me for that?
No, I don't understand. No.
I'm probably happy about it.
I was wondering whether or not anyone was concerned.
Bro,
whether anyone said anything to you.
No, what? Nobody talks to me. I'm just mayhem.
It's so funny. You say it like it's ridiculous to ask. Like,
yeah,
you got in a bench clearing brawl on national television.
Yeah, but he's a fighter, though.
That shit happens. I know.
That shit happens.
That shit happened. I can't help it.
It's not VH1.
I know. Yo, man, they have the... Man, come on. They have the Jersey Shore on.
I know. They don't fuck around now. People are just roofing each other.
Rolling on there. Yeah, it's banging. Bad. You know, I mean...
When I saw that girl get punched in the face, did you see that online?
Oh, yeah. I saw it online, yeah.
I don't think they showed it on the show. They blacked it off
they
the show.
They didn't?
Yeah, I think they...
Yeah, they blurred it or something. Blurred
Why
it.
Would they blur it?
They didn't want people to see a girl get punched in the face and then say, but we need...
It was
look,
on.
Because oh. they could show, look, we have a giant rating spike right as this girl gets punched in the face. This is what we need. Yeah. We need more girls getting punched in the face.
Oh, so they put... Oh, my bad.
Did you see the girl that's on Dancing with the Stars, Sarah Palin's daughter or whatever,
Brister Palin.
Talking to the situation?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
That Whoa. Was the most one of the most ridiculous.
I saw it on The Soup. Was it the on Soup Dancing is the best the show because I get to see the normal, like, yeah. everyday funny stuff that I would never see because I never watch a show like that.
Right.
Man, dude, The Soup had it on there, and it was, man, bring it up. Just yeah. bring it up.
How
Just bring
strange
it up. We
is
live
it?
In a, the year of 9,000.
Listen, how strange is it that Dancing with the Stars
I know.
Has a presidential campaign, a vice presidential campaigner's daughter, who's like seven, what is she, like 18 or something like, you know, something like that now, 19 now, something really young.
Yeah.
Like, how is that? How, she's a celebrity.
And she's talking, yeah.
Because she was pregnant, because it was a story that she was in the news. I mean, that's ridiculous. Like, yeah. how is that a celebrity? That's so weird.
What?
You know, that like, that, you know, Dancing with the Stars, like, that's what they're calling a star. They're calling this young girl whose mom was running for vice president, who just happened to get pregnant and everybody knew about it. They're calling her a star. Like, that's so odd. Sure. That you'd have that as Dancing with the Stars, you know?
Why? She's a star. And the situation is...
Check this out.
It's very...
You look at me like I just hit you with some Zen cone. Like, what is the sound of one hand clapping?
Exactly.
No, she is. But it's like the line is getting blurry. Now it's like anybody who's in the news. It's not, you know, when you Dancing with the Stars is no longer entertainers. It's no longer, you know,
yeah, but,
it's anybody know, that anything happened to where they got famous.
They're stars. It's yeah. like idols. In Japan, yeah. they already have that.
And
idols.
Then, and then you become like a show famous. That they'll check in on. They'll check in on you to see what the fuck's going on with you. What are you doing today, crazy? You know? Like that Carrie Prejean chick. Remember the chick who ran for, was it Miss USA? That said a bunch of things about gay people. She's always got something, man. There's always something in the mix.
Wait, you're talking about the
people
girl from
wanna check
the,
up on her.
The Miss South Carolina pageant, right? The such as, like as.
No, no, that girl was hilarious. But that was just a brain fart. That poor chick. She just got caught in the headlights.
Whatever, that was adorable.
Was it adorable?
Yeah.
You liked it?
I like my girls to be all scatterbrained. Like to
be when you see a girl's like gingerly, like Bambi like that,
gingerly.
Does that get you excited? You're like, look at this girl. I got her. I can just drag her into the mayhem void.
Oh, man. Well, you think I club chicks over the no. head and drag
just
them
your
to
personality,
my lair?
Bro. Just with your personality. You can just overtake them.
You think so? Hey, let's run
Fuck
over
yeah.
here.
And I'm just... See a girl saying like as and you no. can just dominate
so
her with your will.
So you're trying to tell me to have sex
with mind. She's not retarded. She's just easily led.
So mentally handicapped supermodels is what I'm looking for?
Maybe sometimes it's not the worst thing. That's all I'm saying. It's not like, totally mentally handicapped, like, but like there's a lot of people that are really happy just hanging out with their dog. Think about it that way. There's a lot of people that are super smart and super healthy, and they're just hanging out with their dog. There's nothing wrong with that. But a lot of people get plenty of companionship just from their dog. So if that's the case and they're super happy for the rest of their life, you could date someone who's really dumb. Just really, as long as they're nice to you, who cares? They're cute.
Somebody
just like having a dog.
Somebody like this?
What are you doing, Brian?
That's that video that we were talking about.
Excuse me.
Oh,
miss,
God.
Have you ever had a situation with the official situation?
Excuse me, Sitch?
Oh, snap, B. Palin.
You mean to tell me that girls actually fall for that line?
Come on. I mean, if those words don't work, I got the situation right there.
I hope you're as committed to safe sex as you are those abs.
I know you're all about that abstinence thing, you know, but I mean, come on, B. Palin. Are you serious? Like, you're not going to hook up with, like, before you're married? For real?
For real.
For real, for real?
For real, for real, for real.
All right, well, you know what? I mean, just in case you do get into a situation, I want to make sure that you are situated. Because if you do get into a situation with your situation, you may end up with a situation, and you may not like that situation.
Trust me, though, I'm not getting myself into another situation. I know how hard it is to be a teen parent.
You know what? I totally respect that. And I totally respect abstinence. I mean, it actually has the word abstinent. Come on. I'm the situation. I love that.
Very funny. But I'm worried about you and you practicing safe sex.
I actually practice a whole lot. I mean, a whole lot.
Talk about the safe part of that.
Ah, the safe part, we got the safe part down pat. What pile? Magnums. You know what? I might be able to spare one. I mean, you know, I'll give you one.
It's fine. I avoid situations.
All right, good, good. If you're good at avoiding situations, and you're situated, and I'm situated, situation's under control.
Well, I'm glad that we agree on one thing. Pause before you play.
Pause before you play. That's probably the most.
You know what?
Important.
What is this? A fucking high school video?
It is.
Who made this?
No, it is.
What was this on? No, hold on. What was this on?
The Candies Foundation. I don't know.
What was it on television? What was it? A commercial? What was it?
I don't know.
It was a PSA, bro.
From the situation. Yeah, it's a PSA of some sort.
Dude, that shit was designed by the terrorists. That's designed to lower our standards and weaken our wills, and they're going to fucking cross our borders and just start raping and pillaging.
Totally.
Motherfucker, that was dumb.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that was scary dumb.
What's the situation? Hey, the situation ain't situated.
It's got abs
get the situation. Situation.
Whoa. Whoever wrote that.
They're just trying not to get.
You should tie a bicycle chain around your neck.
They're trying
and
to give,
jump into the ocean.
They're trying to give the kids a bicycle chain,
yeah.
So that means they can like pedal out of it,
so
maybe
they slowly drown.
What?
I want them to slowly drown.
A
I want
bicycle
to be,
chain,
yeah, just
I
enough.
Can swim
to,
out.
How
swim
far? I'm dropping you in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, in the middle of the ocean.
I just want you know. You gotta get that chain off first.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, fuck you, bitch. God damn, man. Jesus. Stop knocking the microphone, man.
You son of a bitch.
Fuck. Sorry. Aren't you hearing that?
No, I don't even hear it. Does it hurt your ears?
Yeah. Dude, it
really?
Hurts everybody who's listening, too. That shit's
I'm
loud
so
as fuck.
Sorry.
Okay, oh, here's the situation. The situation's parents out of town.
They just don't want people to, like, you know, bang each other.
Well, what is that about? She's pretending she doesn't take dick anymore. How dare you?
Right.
Yeah. How dare you?
And he
you
is, know- too. He's taking, acting like he doesn't have, yeah. like, sex
raw
without
dog?
A condoms or whatever.
Raw dog chicks?
Yeah, he's pulling out condoms.
That dude's had sex in a tanning bed. He's probably not wearing a condom.
You don't think so?
No.
Did he have sex in a tanning bed on the show?
Probably.
Well, that's got to be bad for your eyes.
Man, you guys have you ever masturbated on a tanning
eyes?
Bed?
No, I
sometimes
not.
Masturbate about the chick that checks me in at the tanning bed because she's so fucking hot and she has huge tits and she's... Oh, wait, never mind. She
well, they say they
Twitter.
Have a problem. They have a problem Whoops. With women doing that in tanning beds. I've heard that. The women like to masturbate in tanning beds.
Who wouldn't want to masturbate in a hot room?
Right.
Whoa.
We're like in a little bubble. Nope. You got nothing
yeah,
to do with it.
Maybe an Eskimo.
Minutes.
The worst is if you spray, though, and then it's like early on in the tanning, it starts to like sizzle.
Oh, yeah. It Ooh. Cooks.
It
so
cooks.
You're cooking jizz omelets on your stomach?
Yeah.
That's disgusting, bro.
That sounds like it's a little 7-Up can by your ear.
It's the low point of this podcast, folks. Jizz omelets. Cooking jizz omelets.
Sorry, man.
Dip your toast
Did
in
Did I go
that.
Too far?
No. There's
Period
no such
blood.
Place. There's
Period
no such
blood.
Place.
Hey, dip your toast
How many times have you walked out of the house with dry loads on your stomach?
Man, never.
Never?
Why
never just thrown a shirt I've, on and said, fuck it,
I've
who cares?
I felt my belly like I missed a spot or something like that. I just felt a little crunchiness.
Jim Norton had a load in his belly button from the night before, and we were on Opie and Anthony, and he was telling everybody. He's like, oh, I'm smelling it. Hold on a second. And he dips his finger in it, and he gave it to one of the interns. I forget who it was, and he made smell it. And he almost threw up. And then he goes, you want to try it? I go, all right.
What?
So he sticks the smell. I mean, basically, I smelled it, so that dead
Why would
horrible
you say
smell
yes?
was because I was there. I was on the radio. Cool. Fuck
so
it, I'll smell it.
Jim
I
smelled
some
belly
of his,
load.
Some of his belly load came into my nose in the form of fumes. Basically,
I would say no to that, wouldn't you? Say that, that's
yeah. I should have said no.
Well, on the radio. I'm just trying to think if Joe...
Sure, I'll do it.
Yeah, but it's listen to the radio. When you're on the radio, it's just like on this podcast. Everybody's at 10. You're just trying to have fun.
Right.
Trying to do what's the funniest thing. The funniest thing is a guy says, you want to smell my stinky load? You go, okay. Fuck it. Come on. We're on the radio, you know? I'll smell your load if you really want me to. You know? And he was kind of shocked, as I was, that I was smelling it.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
I'm
it's right going to
jerk off and put Whoa. Load in my belly button.
Don't do it. Don't do it. There's something about the shape of the belly button that makes the loads ferment and fester. And again.
Are you going right now?
Are you really moving?
No, he doesn't really have to go to the bathroom. He's kidding.
I don't have to go to the bathroom. Thanks, dude.
Brian didn't see it. He didn't see the joke.
Man, good job. You didn't even get my jokes.
It was an awesome joke, Brian. You just totally missed it.
I was doing something. I can't remember what I was doing.
we've got it down to a science of how much pot you should smoke before one of these things.
But no, sometimes, I was finding another video for you when you guys were talking.
The stars don't align. What was another video? Another PSA with the situation? Because no. I don't know if I can fucking take it.
Bro, I felt like you wasted moments of my life. But at the same time, I think it's a step in the right direction that abstinence people have gone, well, people aren't going to stop fucking, so try to wear a condom.
Like, yeah, is that what they're doing?
Yeah, because before people
were the abstinence people are all religious. It's all religious people.
Yeah.
Huh. No one who has a brain is talking about abstinence. Mm. That's just against human nature. Why would they get this
situation? If that's true, why would they even think for a second that the situation would best represent that PSA?
Well, I think because they think of him.
He bangs a lot. He's the guy who bangs a lot. You know, I mean, whatever. They're trying to paint him in a nice way.
I think they just think he's famous. I think it's that simple. I think it's as simple as. Yeah. As simple as he's famous. He's in the news. If they can get him to do it, people will pay attention.
Yeah, that's true.
But that shit is so bad. That whole the situation, you know, if you get in a situation and her talking, I mean, it's so dumb.
Joey Diaz.
This better not be who I think it is.
I think it is Joey Diaz.
So you're gonna,
how dare he? I'm not answering shit.
So Joey Diaz, anyway, we're not picking up the phone, bro.
I need to remember to unplug this phone. Most people don't call me when we're doing the podcast, but occasionally someone gets confused.
Robot off.
I know. I need one of those, right?
Yes.
Just need to unplug it.
Yeah.
Problem is the bass is not in this room. I'm a disorganized motherfucker, Brian.
I wish I had an Ewok.
I've made great strides though in creating this room. We actually have like a place where we do the podcast every week. And it feels like this is where it all comes from. It feels like it's right. It's a desk. It's like we got a soundboard. It's all professional equipment and shit. You know, a friend of mine just started watching the podcast, and he started with episode one, and he's like, holy shit, dude, like, this is the craziest thing ever. Like, you guys were just sitting in front of a laptop, and you had snowflakes coming down. And
that's right.
We did
that.
All kinds of stupid shit.
It was
shit.
Like Christmas Eve or something like that.
Was it? Something like that. Yeah.
We're almost on our year anniversary.
Why don't I get any snowflakes?
We don't even
get... We lost that technology.
Listen, it's hard enough to keep the image on the air, you know, with... These Ustream feeds, like a lot of times it cuts out, and a lot of times, you know, our internet will shut off and it cuts out. It's a pain in the ass, man. You know, you just want to make sure that you just
where do you get like
the most important thing is the audio.
Where do you get a tube that goes right to the internet?
I'm not even sure what the internet is.
Me neither.
Do you know what it is?
It's tubes
like if someone
tunnels.
Said, "Hey, you got to go fix the internet. It broke."
Yeah, I know. Like, where would you walk to with your tool belt? Like, you're like, is it the end of this hallway?
I mean, it would be broke forever if it was just left to us.
Yeah, we're stupid.
Well, you would be like, where the fuck is it? And how do you fix it? You would have to relearn the whole thing.
I figure it's like in Tron.
Ooh.
What's that? What about Tron?
It's going to be very strange when everything's wireless, which is it's going to be inevitable.
What are you talking about?
When there's no difference between being plugged in and not being plugged in, which is probably inevitable.
What are you talking about? It's like that now.
Yeah, but it's not totally like that now. There's a lot of places that don't have Wi-Fi. There's a lot of people that have their computer
plugged in.
Computer's plugged in. But there'd be eventually, but that's not even an option. Like, you don't even, why would you get a plug? Are you stupid? You just turn it on. It just picks it up. It's everywhere. You know, that's the next step. It's fucking fascinating shit, man. Fascinating shit where all these computers and
it sucks when the shit starts going wrong, though. Like, my shit's just all together going wrong at the same time, and I feel like I'm just in a disaster right now.
A computer.
Like,
wait, maybe you have
my technology, my computers.
Yeah, you've had a bunch of problems, and one of them that you shouldn't talk about too much because of the nature of the problem.
Oh.
You know, that one with the software issue?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, like...
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Follow back.
You need a fleshlight?
No. Like all my
I thought, what were you talking about again?
Put it in your eyeball. What?
No, all my shit's like breaking at the same time. Like my dog decided to eat my laptop cable, and my battery decided to die, my hard drive's dying, and then on like my TV, my HDMI cable shorted out, my washing machine broke the other day. It's like everything is breaking.
It's the beginning
right
of the
now.
Apocalypse, Brian. It's a little mini apocalypse
my
in
own
your
little
house.
Technology 2012.
I just thought you had like superpowers or something, and like to magnetize the broken cables. I thought. What are you doing?
I'm putting it inside out.
That looks fucking disgusting.
Brian, don't do that.
Bro.
This is the fleshlight that our guests have to touch.
Man,
and you're abusing it and manhandling it.
And I feel it's really dirty when you take it out of the sleeve to clean
it. Exactly.
Like, it looks really disgusting.
Is that the butthole one?
This is the one that you actually used, remember?
Ew, no, man. It's not.
Man, that looks like a real life butthole, I have to say, man. Yeah. I've seen a butthole or two in my time.
They make an actual mold that's of a real live
Nick
butthole.
Nick Diaz, yeah.
Someone's.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, you know, if you weren't into doing gay porn, but they offered you $1 million for a foam mold of your butthole, they said, listen, we're going to give you a stone cold solid $1 million. All we need, we're just going to throw some plaster of Paris over your butthole and make a little impression.
Of me?
Yeah, and sell your rubber butthole. Would you do it?
I'll do it for like $16. I'm like, whatever.
$16. That's
I mean, random.
Brian, for a mold of your butthole, this would be like an argument that I'd have to have with my manager.
No, you mean,
don't do it. I don't think you should do it.
Oh, like, I got to put my name on it?
It's $1 million.
You wouldn't do
it? Yeah. You got to sell your butthole.
Are you going to do it?
Well, I'm putting it out there right now. I'm putting it out there to all the would-be butthole toy
manufacturers. You think people are
going to
pay $1 million for your butthole?
No, I don't.
I think that you're a little overpriced. Dude, I don't think you can get $1 million.
I think you're right, but that's my price.
$1 million?
$1 million. Yeah. I won't do it for anything. You're pricing yourself out,
yeah, bro.
But I'm not. Let's try to get if some crazy old gay freak with a lot of cash steps up.
Let's talk you down. No, what do you mean?
Nope.
It's mass produced. How much for mass produced?
Well, it has to be $1 million. Simple. Okay. It's really simple.
You wouldn't go down.
You could get a rubber mold of my butthole and it will cost you $1 million. I think I'm quite clear.
I would do it for $10,000, Chris.
I don't need to negotiate. Either way, I'm happy. I'm happy if it's yes, I'm happy if it's no. I don't care.
I'm glad you have your price, Joe Rogan.
If it's no, I keep some self-esteem points. I feel good about myself. If it's yes, holy shit, I just made $1 million to lie down with some plaster Paris over my butthole.
All right, let's take it the other way then.
Okay, let's do this.
All right. At what point do you sell yourself so bad, you know what I mean, that you can't recover? All right, how much money would it take you to, like, suck a horse? You know, you can go that far.
Yeah, you can go too far. You could certainly go too far,
right?
But could you? Okay, how long does it take to suck a horse's dick? What if you only had to suck a horse's dick until he came? What if horses come really quick? You know, I don't know. I bet they're super sensitive.
Are you talking pre-cum or full cum?
I'm talking a full load.
A load. You don't have to swallow it because you can't. Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, like a pre-cum. Pre-cum's probably a 12 gallon.
Someone might be able to get fucked by a horse, but I don't see anybody swallowing a horse load. All right, you will fucking drown. And that's the worst way to call the paramedics, when you're drowning by horse load. And that shit would happen, man.
Remember that old man show guy that would chug the beers? Imagine him just trying to keep up with horse load. Horse's load.
Well, it's like, of course you wouldn't want to do that. Of course, that would be a terrible thing to do. But what if it was, and this is the ultimate hack premise, but what if it was for $100 million or something crazy like that? Or $1 billion?
I know, dude. This
suck
is
a horse's dick for an hour for $1 billion.
For an hour?
My bad. I should have never said that, man.
You don't have to actually suck it for a whole hour, because it probably won't take that long. But you're committed. You're committed to attempt it for 1 hour.
Does this have to be a horse, or can it be a pony?
Wow. I was thinking... Oh, I was thinking like
that's how
like
juvenile
camel.
I am.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so juvenile. That was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. I paused for a second and pictured you blowing a pony. That's all I could think of. The pony was brown and white too. It was really cute.
Wow, great.
Like, sort of like
mine had red ribbons in its
red
hair.
Red ribbons.
Yeah, I was like, why does it have red ribbons in its hair?
What is it about little kids that love ponies and horses and shit like that? What is it, man?
No idea.
Having little kids, man. My daughter loves horses. She loves horses and ponies. Like all little girls,
it's a giant, nice animal that you can ride. It's like that's like.
But she doesn't know you can ride it.
What?
She doesn't know. She's two. She doesn't know you can ride a fucking horse. That's ridiculous.
She
to
must
her.
Have seen somebody at a fair. Or
she's
something,
seen
though.
Barbie.
Yeah, Barbie rides.
Maybe
though.
She's seen it on movies. She's seen it in
there
movies.
You go, bro. There's no
animated
way
movies
for no reason.
But what is it about girls and horses? What? Do you think it's something sexual?
Absolutely. They I've talked to a few people before,
really,
and they
dude?
All say it feels fucking great.
Yeah. It's constantly rubbing their pussy. Look at where their sexual organs are, it's like they're constantly titty fucking that horse.
Why do you think
so it's like,
I live in an equestrian district, and every time I go to Starbucks, there's at least four of them in there. They are always plain Jane girls because they can't get any dicks, so they fucking ride horses. They're never hot supermodels. They're never fucking fat chicks.
Plain Jane girls, I will
make you stop riding horses.
I agree.
They're like, what?
I agree. That's, and they have their little boot. Yeah,
listen, I don't believe. Come on, really? You believe that?
Well, all the women that ride horses around me, all the women in my neighborhood who ride horses, look like they're getting away with something.
Yeah. They're like,
they're smirking.
Got that look in their face.
They're smirking.
Like,
they're looking you in the eyes.
They're looking you in the eye while they're nutting in their jeans.
Why there's this huge brown muscle underneath them just and fucking it's moving.
Clip clop, clip clop, clip.
Yep.
Watching iPhone porn as they're riding the. Yeah.
No, you know, holding the hair.
The standard excuse for why a woman lost her hymen. Their number one excuse was, oh, she lost it horseback riding.
Right.
Did you know that?
Now I do.
Because, you know, it was always, hey, you know, they checked to make sure a virgin. What's going on, hooker? You been getting dick stuffed in there? No, I ride horses. Like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Wow.
So it was legit to bust your hymen?
Yeah. Right.
Legit to bust your hymen and bust a nut. I bet they do.
Cowboys used to carve out their saddles and make a little hole so when they ride.
Really? Did they?
Yeah.
Just stick their dick in there?
Mm-hmm.
You just made that up.
Mm-hmm.
You fuck.
That's what I would do.
Is that what you would do?
Fuck yeah. I would think of something like that, make a fleshlight somehow to attach to my saddle.
So you jerk off when you're driving?
That thing that you're supposed to hold on to.
On a long road trip, you jerk off?
Just jerk off the whole time.
I've jerked off once in a car that I can remember.
Yeah,
I don't think I did it again. I definitely did it once, though. And I was working. And I remember very clearly after I came thinking, I'm definitely going to do this again. I'm such an idiot. Like being disappointed with myself. Like going, I know I'll be doing it. Like, it's not like I just jerked off all over myself while I'm driving once. Like, this is going to be a regular occurrence. So I'm thinking this is eventually going to become embarrassing for me.
But then what happened, man?
I just never did it again. I don't know what happened. I never lost your will. I guess maybe I just rationalized. I like looked at like, am I really that horny?
That's messed up.
Am I really that horny, or am I just looking to be distracted while I'm driving? Like, what am I doing?
Right.
You know, this is stupid. Poor time management.
Mm. Plus, it's hard to look at your GPS and imagine it's a girl.
No. Didn't you have a chick that got jealous?
Yeah, my GPS woman's voice.
Listen to this. He had a fucking GPS thing where it was an English woman's voice.
Yeah.
And his girl got jealous.
She kept on making me change it to guys. And then, like, I would download, like, the British chick. It was a TomTom, and I would download, like, the British chick. And she'd be like, what the fuck is this chick? Just turn it to the regular guy. This is, what do you think? She's hot? What is?
Whoa! That is so
really?
Fucking crazy.
Man, so.
Oh, what kind of a hell were you
living in? It was when GPS first came out.
Was it a fiery, lava-filled?
It was when GPS came out.
Hot sticker up the ass hell. Tell me about that thing.
It was just when GPS came out, and for some reason, it annoyed her. She's like, didn't like that it was a girl talking.
But she said, do you think she sounds hot?
She asked why I just didn't have, like, a normal guy voice. She thought it was odd that I always made it, like, a sexy, you know, like Asian girl speaking English voice or whatever.
They have that option?
They have like British woman, UK, you know, Asian, American, Asian.
Did you ever get to the point where you were hearing that, where you were going, I have to get out of this relationship?
No, it came out to the point where they had it where you could make your own recordings of it. And
she did it? What the hell is wrong with you, man?
No, I did.
I did it. Why would I want to hear myself talk to me?
No, but I
want to hear the chick say, I'm like, thanks, lady. Or I want to be like, yeah, thanks, baby. Like, you know.
I did it. So it's like, turn the fuck up here. You know, I just cussed and stuff. And,
she was happy with that?
Yeah. Well,
what would she do?
We broke up after, I think, around that time.
Bro, I would have broke up with her. Oh, my God. I would have kicked her out of the car.
What if her mom
like,
was
right
in the
there,
car?
While it was still moving.
Have you ever kicked a girl out of your car?
Yeah. What the hell are you talking about?
The way he said it. The way you said yeah.
Yeah, it
was, you were saying yeah, but what you were really saying was, of course, stupid.
Yeah, I was saying, of course, stupid. That was my next thing, of course. Of course.
How many, I've only kicked out one girl of my car ever.
I think it was like high school time, though. Like, I was like, dude, get out of my car. Like, it was like little kids
stuff. I had one crazy bitch that I dated when I was 21. Just off the top, just loved to fight. Just loved to, for whatever reason, just start picking fights.
When you date people, you figure out, like, some people are out of their minds.
Oh, this one was nuts. She used to like to fight, and then she used to like me to go, hey, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, stop picking on me. Stop yelling at me. Just fucking chill out. You're acting like an asshole. Mm. Right? I'm not doing anything to you. And then she would go super submissive. Mm. It was really crazy, and then want to fuck. That was, like, her constant strategy. So after a while, it was like she wanted to be handled. So like, yeah, she wanted to rise up. She wanted to say shitty things, and she would, it would build. She would start with like a little insult, and then it would go on, and I would ignore it. I would try to just like, please, let's not fight. And then we'd get to the point where she would say something really stupid, and I have to go, hey, what the fuck are you doing? Do we like each other? Why are you talking to me like this? Like, what's going on here? This is dumb shit. Like, you're not considering my feelings. Mm. And then she would go, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. Fuck, I'm an asshole. I'm a loser. I don't know what's wrong with me. And then she would want to crash, and she would want me to fuck her.
What is that shit?
So wait, you just like,
it's
you
know, it's a game. It's a kind of girls. It's a sort of like a, you know, it's like a distraction, sexual reward.
You're just bored.
Game.
You want to fight.
Well, it's just they also have that pattern. It's usually every relationship they've had has had that pattern. They have drama with their friends. They usually have drama at home. It's like some people become addicted to drama and the big thrill you get from sort of overcoming drama. You know, how many dudes do you know that just like, you have to fucking get in a yelling match with this asshole before you can be friends with them? Mm-hmm. How many guys have you ever met? I mean, in our circles and circles of guys who train and MMA guys and high testosterone individuals, there's always this one guy where you have to go, bro, what the fuck? And then he's okay.
Are you trying to say that about me right now, man?
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, bro.
What the fuck? That sounds like something I would say.
Coconut juice.
Mm. It's the shit, isn't it? I got a fucking complaint from a young man on Twitter.
What?
Saying that the coconut juice, I was steering him wrong. That coconut juice tastes like shit.
Yeah, well, he's dumb.
You got to get the right stuff.
You got to get the right stuff, and you don't, you know, I bet there's some people out there like, man, I like Mountain Dew Gold. Joe Rogan made me smoke, you know, drink this coconut juice.
Well,
you know?
I like Mountain Dew Gold. I don't have a problem with Mountain Dew Gold.
No, you know what I'm saying, though? That, like, they're just like, whatever. They drink Mountain Dew. They drink Mountain Dew every day, and that's it. You know, think guys like that. Like the people, the same people that make fun of me for enjoying grape vodka. Well, you like flavored vodka, you faggot. You need to drink Budweiser. Mm. Sorry for dropping the F bomb again.
You can say whatever you want.
Well, I'm allowed to do that.
Yeah, I don't care. I retired.
I only retired it because I saw that. I know. I stopped doing it too.
Really?
Yeah. Only because, and I want to say it sometimes because I'm used to it. Because to me, it means something way different.
Yeah.
Right. I saw that show Louis.
Yeah.
And I saw the guy, and I was like, I get it now. I see why the gay people hate that word.
It's not correct.
But it's PH.
No, but to them, it's like it's real not, hateful heart, like, and I'm like, oh, to me, it's like what we say when we're little kids. Right. Like, you just like, whatever, fuck. Like, you don't mean it at anything. Like, I've been saying it for so long.
I say with a PH, though.
That was a great scene, but what I was saying is not correct, is when he was saying that the origin of the word faggot meant that it was, you would throw them on the fire, just like faggots of wood.
Oh, that's not true?
No, that's not the correct, what they call etymology.
Is that etymology?
No, the correct one is that a faggot, like a bundle of wood, was a burden, and it was difficult to carry. So a woman became a faggot. So women were faggots, because they were a bundle of wood that was difficult to carry. They became burdensome. And then when they would talk about guys who were gay, they would call them faggots too, because they were women. They would just look at him. He's a faggot. He's a burdensome woman.
Yeah.
So that's correct.
So me calling Jason's mom a faggot was actually proper terminology.
Yeah, well, I don't know if his mom was a burdensome woman. She might have been a joy to be around,
like,
and a wonderful companion.
Like a bundle of wood.
Could have been. I don't know. But either way, yeah. It's a problem is that it has a different definition for gay people than it does for us.
Yeah, that's the only reason that I don't want to say it. Because, my bad.
How long ago did you retire it?
I don't know. A while ago.
That's really progressive.
Whenever I saw that, and then, no, because it took a while. I saw it, and I thought about it, and I'm like, yeah, that is like hate, like, hateful word, like such a to them, and to me it's not that way, and I understand why people say it, because when you want to like disrespect a dude as much as you can, then you just say that, but you're not thinking you're gay, like it just has a nice ring to it. It just sounds like mean. That's why people, you know, say it. But
yeah, it sounds very dismissive.
I never said it to a gay dude ever. I don't think.
No, I never have either, though. Yeah, like, I know. Yeah. Louis C.K. had that great joke about it, unless he was being a faggot.
Yeah.
He said something about, did all the people from Phoenix are Phoenicians? Shut up, you faggot. You know, that's...
Hey, you're not about to say it anymore.
I'm just quoting Louis C.K.
Mm. Oh, well, dude.
Quoting one of the greats.
You're just going to start quoting people all
that's
the time.
That's what I'm
going to
do.
Louis C.K. said...
This is how I'm going to keep saying faggot, by bringing up that I'm not saying it.
until the end of time.
The loophole.
Well, you know, there's always another time. Look, you're not gonna. I'm not gonna ignore topics. We're not gonna pretend it's not real, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. All I'm saying is I'm not gonna use it as a slander, as a slur. It's not a slander. It's a slur.
You're gonna be like mad at somebody. You're gonna be like, if I didn't retire that word faggot right now, would be a proper time to use it against you.
That would, yeah.
Wonder if I can still say faggotry, because that's not even the same word. Right. Man. Well, that's like saying niggardly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's the trick.
That's a tricky word. That's a. That means stingy. It has no origins to. It's not related
to
the
word. All. No. At all. I know. It's so weird.
The word. It's nigger. Close. I said it. I don't give a fuck. Not see, calling anybody in it.
So that means
we're just admitting that it's real.
So you're more scared of gay people.
No,
than black
I'm not
people.
Saying. I'm not calling anyone it. I'm just saying that it's a word. And sometimes when you're talking about the N-word, it's more offensive to me to say the N-word.
Oh, Joe, here we go.
You silly
again.
Bitch. What? So we go. So we're going again with you. You fucking terrible person. Did you call someone's mom a faggot?
Oh, I did not.
Mm-hmm. You called my mom a faggot, bro, and I
no, Jason
fucking forgot about it.
Jason Tebow, he called his mom his mom's gay, and he called his mom a faggot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Brian did. He doesn't give a fuck. Look at him; he's reckless.
Whatever.
Brian's doing stand-up.
Why does she have like a short haircut or something?
No, she's gay. She's a lesbian.
She's a real lesbian.
I know.
She's a real live lesbian. And he's running around calling her a faggot.
Why?
Because that's Brian. That's how he rolls. He doesn't give a
and
fuck.
And the reason I called your mom a faggot.
Yeah, why'd you call my mom a faggot?
Because it felt as tight like an asshole.
What?
She was tight like an asshole.
Brian.
Man.
This is the worst showstopper you've ever thrown.
I know. Dude,
why would you say that to Mayhem's mom?
Hey, dude, my mom downloads the podcast, bro.
Does your mom download the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Why did you just
Brian,
do that, man?
What did you just do? You're going to have to go back and edit this. This is going to be
a
the
lot,
lost tapes.
Bro. You're going to be
listen,
yeah, you're gonna have
somebody,
to edit this a lot.
Somebody
man.
Tweet me the time here.
My mom wakes up in like 4 hours, bro.
Bro, how dare you, man? That is not cool.
Not
at
cool,
all.
Dude.
Oh, whatever.
And she's very sensitive about that.
I'm sure that's a good thing. If she was sitting around, at least she didn't say I was sloppy, you know? I'm sure she probably is happy about
but you're
that.
Insinuating you fucked his mom.
I did not.
You didn't fuck my mom?
No,
well, she said she came out
her
here. She said you guys talked on Twitter.
Huh?
My mom said you guys talked on Twitter.
How
Twitter.
Crazy is that LeBron James FaceTime. Story what? Where one of his teammates was fucking his mom?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Do you know that story?
Wow.
One of LeBron's teammates was
makes
fucking
sense.
His mom.
Makes sense.
That's got to be rough,
here,
though.
Wait, and what team? The Miami Heat?
The other one.
Oh, yeah, in
Cavaliers, yeah.
There's not a lot to do up there in Cleveland.
So they just fuck people's moms?
Yeah. Fuck people's moms.
This has got to be a lot of things ahead of fuck this guy's mom.
I'm from Columbus. It's true. We just fuck each other's moms.
Right. Dude, how happy are you when it gets to be like
my
November,
mom is from Columbus.
December, like
I'm
right
now?
I'm
not kidding.
Really?
My mom is from Columbus,
that makes
Ohio.
Sense. That's where I met her.
Perfect.
Fucking Marysville.
Perfect.
Where?
That's where I met her.
Illyrian.
You're not letting this go. This is horrible. So cruel.
Man, my mom's going to be pissed watching this podcast.
Yeah, man. Mrs. Mayhem, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
For my friend Brian, most of what he says is just for comedic value. He doesn't really mean that.
Dude, this whole thing is, you can't take anything seriously on this
Please
podcast.
Please don't.
I would like to kiss her in the Buckeye.
It's ridiculous.
Please don't take anything I say ever, anywhere, seriously.
I know. That's the problem I have. Is
it's
that
not
everyone
worth
takes
it.
So seriously.
It's not worth it. It's too much of an investment.
Right?
It's, you know, I wouldn't take anything I said seriously.
We're just saying silly
things
because
well.
It's fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the beauty of podcasts are, folks. You're getting a little window into a retarded conversation that Mayhem and I would have probably had with or without you.
You know? Probably, right?
Fuck yeah. That's one of the coolest things about doing this podcast is it's basically hanging out with your friends, except other people all throughout the world. And I'll tell you, man, I've gotten all these fucking emails, and I've met all these people that tell me how they don't have anybody like these people. They don't know anyone like you or like a lot of the guests that I have. They don't know these fucking people. They don't have anyone like this in their life.
They don't have
friends
to talk
like us. But by listening to
this,
they don't have people to talk like us. But by listening to this thing 3-4 hours every week or so, you get all these weird, different people, you know, become a part of your daily conversations.
Yeah.
This is like super hyper accelerating shit for some people. You know, from people that are living like in shitty places where they have, you know, poor conversations with people and they long for someone who can, you know, bring challenging ideas to their head.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Radio has always been like a format of like,
like smart people, I think, or people who like you want to like.
Well, yeah, communication. You want higher levels of communication.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, there's obviously a lot of bad shit, like a lot of the right wing rah rah talk radio.
Yeah, but that's like of, you know, that's for those people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like they want a rah. Like, people want something to rally against. People want something to be a part of. So if you're, you know, we all do. I do. I always wanted to win a radio call in contest. I always wanted to hear my name on the radio when I was driving like somewhere.
Dude, you should totally host. You should totally host some sort of a regular radio show.
What?
You could totally do something like that.
What?
Jason's host some sort of a regular radio show.
MMA hour.
Yeah.
You want me to crank up a podcast?
You could totally do something like for Sirius or something like that.
It's called blowing your speakers.
You doing it just, yeah, you an hour.
I didn't even know. This.
One time a week, just throw it in one time a week, do it for an hour.
Are you offering me a job at Sirius right now?
I'm telling you, Brian can set up a podcast for you. He has a little podcast studio, Red Band Studios, in his house. He's rocking right now, and we did one with Tom Segura and his lovely wife the other day. He's done it with Ari and Jason.
We have a new one coming up with Sam Tripoli. It's all about zombies.
Really?
Yeah.
Zombies?
Yeah.
Sam Tripoli's doing a zombie podcast?
Yeah.
Starting tomorrow. What more can you say about zombies?
I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
They're all pilots. I predict by episode 3, he'll just start calling people a zombie so he can talk shit about them. Yeah, George Bush, he's a zombie. Well, see him on TV, that fucking...
It was kind of like that one I used to do with the podcasts with Joey Diaz. It was all about cats, but we're like, hey, so let's talk about cat litter. Oh, anyways, you used to rape guys? You know? It had nothing to do with cats, you know? It was just...
I've never listened to Joey's podcast, but it's called Beauty and the Beast, right?
Yeah.
How is it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it. That girl has such a cute voice. I could listen to her all day.
You know, it's just, does he get as worked up when he's with her? Does he get crazy and start yelling and shit?
And sometimes, yeah. It's you know, it's exactly what you would expect Joey Diaz to be.
Jason has to use the potty.
You know who was a big fan of that is Miss Miller. Miss Miller used to...
Really?
We used to drive home, you know.
I like how you called her Miss.
Miss Miller?
Not Mrs.
Yeah.
Ms. Remember that shit for a while? Yeah. You're trying to rock Miz.
That's one of those things I just haven't cared enough about to like learn the metric system of the Misses and the Misses and the Missers.
There's only one for men, Mister.
Well, I still
you're adding shit. You're like the Misser.
Well, there's something else.
You
know,
you don't even think about voting, right? When voting comes around, you're what do I give a fuck?
No, I don't want fucking any court dates. I don't want to get audited or any. I don't want to be in the system as much as possible. Like, did you just hear that the government just closed down like 80 websites the other day? Just pulled them off the internet.
Weren't they selling a bunch of pirated shit?
So, I mean, can you just overtake somebody that has? You know what torrents are, right? They're not.
Was that what it is? It was torrents?
Yeah, torrent
websites. Well, I thought some of them were also like piracy websites, like where people were selling like counterfeit jewelry and shit like that.
Okay, maybe. But it's still kind of weird that they're allowed to just go bam, you know.
I know what you're saying.
Seems weird.
Obviously it is. And once they can start shutting down websites. But if they're doing, see, that's the tricky thing. Like a lot of people, you got to recognize that the courts have decided that torrents and downloading copyrighted material is stealing. You know, I mean, that's how they're looking at it. So if the courts are, if they've made decisions like that, and then you're going to run a website or some sort of a torrent site where you're going to, you know, get people access to a bunch of illegal shit, you got to assume that eventually someone's going to shut you down, right?
Right. Look at the Pirate Bay. I don't know if you saw that. They just went back.
They lost, right?
They lost, and then they lost the rebuttal or whatever it's called. And now they're going to jail. And it's the website's still up, though. I mean, it's like, wait.
So some people are going to jail.
Yeah, and then they just tore down all those
items. How do those guys make money? How does something like
that
make money?
Advertising, man. There's so much advertising on that website. It's ridiculous.
And people pay just to have an ad there? Because nobody pays attention to those fucking ads.
Right.
Right? You don't. When you go to a website, when's the last time you clicked an ad? Something has to be absolutely fucking outstandingly interesting for me to click it.
They're the kind that you just go there and it says, congratulations, you won a gift card to the Olive Garden. Click here.
So it's crappy, like, websites.
Yeah.
So nobody, like, legitimate is going to...
But they're paying them. They must be paying them mad loot, right?
I don't know.
In order for them to be fighting this like this,
probably
they're not. So you think they're just fighting it just because they want freedom? They want to be able to just trade numbers?
I don't know.
I mean, that's all it is, really.
I think that's the whole point of, you can't bust somebody for having, you know, you can't bust somebody for stealing whatever, a Milli Vanilli CD if you don't have the Milli Vanilli CD on something you're serving. You're just pointing it to all these different directions, you know?
I see, like, what you're saying.
It's like torrents.
Yeah, you're going right to the people.
Yeah, yeah. Like, torrents are just using, like, you have a piece of a file on your computer. Somebody else has a piece of file on their computer. And all of this website, like Pirate Bay, is pointing, like, hey, this is where to go to get to join this group.
This is the hallway to walk down.
Yeah, this is the hallway down there to walk down this group.
But it's coming from someone who already bought it, and they should be able to give it away. Is that what you're saying?
No, no. I'm just saying,
someone somewhere or another, somewhere had to attain a copy of it.
Oh well,
somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. No, so what I'm saying,
or they stole it.
I'm saying what's scary about the Pirate Bay and what's scary about a lot of these places, if they don't actually have files on their computer and they're getting arrested for things, then what makes it stop them? You know, like you getting arrested because somebody put a torrent file on your form, even though it's not hosted on your computer.
But their whole entire purpose for existing on the internet is to connect people with other people that are have things available for download that are illegal.
Yeah, but Google has maps and then it tells you where to go to murder people if you want to. You know?
Oh, but that's a big leap, though. It's not like Google's called Murder Google.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Google's advertising or.
Hey, check if they got murdergoogle.com. I want to start that.
Serial killer Google. I see what you're saying. I totally see what you're saying. But I also see, like, that, you know, if these companies, look, for sure, music companies have suffered big time because of the internet.
Well, yeah,
I think it's
they're just going to shake it up. Like, eventually, if shit is, like, for me, clicking on iTunes is so easy that I go, okay, I'll just click on iTunes.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll just buy it because I have a boatload of money, because I would buy about the same amount of music as I do now. But, like, if I was, like, super poor. But, like, it's like, so easy to do, and I don't even want to steal the stuff.
The only time I ever download something is when it's not available for sale. You know, if I can buy it, I buy it. I buy everything.
Or when it's not out yet.
Yeah.
It's just they're finding that equalized, like, pressure. And I think that those torrent files, that's an awesome technology. Like, they need to, you know, use that in legal ways. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how it is.
Yeah. The whole issue is a very tricky issue, because on one side you have to say, well, you're stifling innovation by stopping all these people from doing all this stuff and by putting the brakes on all these sites. But the other side, you go, well, wait a minute, how the fuck are these people supposed to make money? You can't just have something for free that I want to sell for $20 on Amazon.com. You could download it in 10 minutes.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, it's the same as, oh my God, like, CDs are going to make everybody, you know, writable CDs is gonna ruin it for the music industry. No, they gotta find an equal pressure where the
writable CDs did a little bit of a dent, but the big dent was done by the internet.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, look, man, do you remember when there was like record stores?
Yeah,
like,
but they wanted records. Now it's so easy just to click. You know, life is getting better, but, you know, some people are gonna suffer for sure.
Yeah, I'm like, lucky. I live across the street from a record store that does used records and regular records. So every time I want a CD, I just go there and spend $3.99 for a used CD. You know,
What's the name of the store?
Don't
say it, because then people know exactly where you live.
Right.
You live right across the street from it, Brian. I was testing you.
Yeah.
I've been to Amoeba. Amoeba Records is pretty dope.
Amoeba's sweet.
You know, it's like some weird link to the past where you're holding a vinyl album.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, whoa, this is a disc. And you spin this and something scratches
it. And how often do you buy a record?
I'll buy a CD, though. I'll buy CDs still if I'm at some place. You know, if I'm at Best Buy and I want to listen to something. You know, like we have a rental car or something like that. But now that I have my phone or my iPod hooked up to my car.
Yeah, exactly. Shit. That's what I'm saying. You have all your media in your hand.
Yeah.
What I miss, though, is a real DJ. I miss DJs.
What?
I do.
What are you talking about? There's DJs.
Personalities. Cool DJs.
Oh, radio. Yeah, DJs.
Yeah, like.
Hey, it's Mayhem in the AM.
Yes, now we're talking. Come on, dude.
Yeah. 96.7. We're getting wacky this morning.
It's a big drive on the highway today.
I could see that. Mayhem in the AM.
Mayhem in the AM.
I could see that radio show now. You would have to get a black chick sidekick.
Yeah.
You would have to get two. The first one you're going to fire. She's just really, you know. And then the second one will know. Listen, bitch, you get crazy, we're going to fire you. Right? This is the Mayhem show, right? This is the Natanya show.
Okay? Oh, man. And so then, Wendy Williams I'll be my sidekick. I mean, me and Wendy Williams talking shit about MMA. Yo, do you see the fight this weekend? Like, and Wendy Williams would be like, no.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, whatever. And you're going to do traffic for me, right?
And then we got the traffic. We got the CD, the 101.
Yeah, but I would have traffic. It would be like kittens would be falling from the sky in his videos.
Kittens.
Right when you were tuning into the clouds, it'd be some fucking flaming skull face that scares the shit out of you.
I had a little bit of blood on my toilet bowl seat when I got off it today.
Have you seen that video of that rat attacking cats?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty
crazy. Wait, is this a Brazilian jungle rat or something? Or
it's some crazy rat. I don't know where it was, but there's this rat running after these cats, and one time bites this one cat, and it's stuck to him, and the cat's running, trying to shake the rat off. This rat doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
These cats are so confused.
Well, I mean, they're domesticated house cats. They're not fighting giant, mega monster rats that have been mutated by ooze.
And you realize when you see that how high rats can jump. They jump up to bite. Those motherfuckers jump high.
They're like an athletic animal.
Yeah, they're pretty loped, man. We're lucky rats are little.
If rats are big, we'd be fucked.
We'd really be fucked, man. I killed a rat once in my garage, and I left it there because I was lazy. So I lived in Encino, and it was a big fucking rat because I used to leave the garbage back there, and I would hear like these in my garage, like clang, clang, clang. I would hear these loud-ass noises, and I opened up my garage. I opened up the door, and I hit the light switch, and this fucking rat moved across my garbage, and it was like attack size. Like, it could attack me. Like, this is a big, dangerous, threatening animal. I was looking at this like, holy fuck, that's a big rat.
That's called a possum, bro.
So it was big, dude. It was a rat. It was, but it was big, man. It was like half the size of a
cat.
How
do you know it was a rat?
Because I killed it. Nice. So I set up a trap. Got a rat trap, set it up there, and I came back, and it was fucking big, man. Like, big and fat and fucking. I'm like, this was eating all my garbage.
I would have put
like
that on JoeRogan.net if I were you.
Yeah. I fucked up. This is before I even had JoeRogan.net.
The trap was in his ass.
If I had acted back then, I would have owned JoeRogan.com. But I was sleeping. That motherfucker. That, to me, is one of my greatest losses. He's a real estate guy. Very nice guy from Boise, Idaho. He wanted a shitload of money for it. He wanted like 80 grand, something crazy. I was like, what? I'm like, I can't give you that much money, man. I have .net. They can find it. You know, now with Google, if you want to find my website, you can find it. It's not that hard. You know, I can't give you that much for fucking .com, crazy asshole.
I know, yeah. You're Joe Rogan. Give me some money.
There's another guy that has an issue with that. Tom Green.
Why?
Because there's another dude named Tom Green.
You're on there tomorrow, by the way, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing Tom Green's.
What time are you doing that?
I don't know. It's a good question. Tom Green's podcast tomorrow at the Smod Castle. I guess Kevin Smith has some sort of a whole podcast, like a studio set up.
Oh, yeah?
Just to do podcasts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Podcasts are fucking taking off,
man. They are.
How about Mayhem and the Ahem, a podcast?
Mayhem and the Ahem.
If you want to do it, man, we could set it up. We could do it at Brian's place.
You can come to my house.
You can't rape him, though, man. No rape. Promise.
Who, Eric?
You.
My promise not to rape me.
Chris over here, you can't scare him.
His name's fucking Eric, bro.
That's today. He used to be Chris, which is for the record.
He changed his name.
Brian first, but then Chris after he met you, and then Eric after today.
Yeah. I always can't remember your name.
Yep.
Because it's so... You're Red Band. I can't call you... I get a nickname in my head for somebody,
you don't
I get
think
stuck.
I'm Eric. I know you don't.
You're Red Band.
Whatever. You're just trying to play with my emotions.
Dude, you're... Like, that fucking laugh, this whole attitude you have towards life, this, I'm not scared to be around mountain lions and sharks and
why
shit like
would
that.
You be? Man, whatever.
Listen, I'm not saying. Look, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm
I think
not arguing.
I think everybody's scared to be around. I think you only think about it more, though.
Me?
Like you're constantly thinking. About
I am too aware.
I just feel like I'll deal with that when it comes up. Like mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, right now I'm gonna live my life, and then if I see a fucking mountain lion,
right?
While I'm mountain biking, which makes sense because they both have mountain in them, I would fucking deal with it then.
It's a very weird thing when you lock eyes with a big predator, like a mountain lion, in the wild. You know, I only locked eyes with the one that I saw. I only locked eyes with it for a couple seconds. But that's a very weird moment. When
you saw it with your dog? Don't you have a giant dog?
Well, yeah, my giant dog was inside.
Oh, yeah?
It was my little dog that was outside that got jacked. My giant dog is
it stole
big
it from
mastiff.
You.
Yeah, no. My mastiff was injured, so he had injured his paw, so I left him in the house.
Yeah.
I didn't want him running around up in the mountains because they would run all over the place up there. Just get, you know, they'd get a pack. There's three of them together, and they would have a good time. Just go run and play. And that kept animals away. But I have a bulldog, and he's lazy. And then this little dog, which was a Chihuahua, Pomeranian American Eskimo mix. And that one's the one that got jacked because he was out there wandering around basically by himself. He's only 20 pounds, and he doesn't have his 140-pound buddy to look over his shoulders.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have the bulldog because the bulldog is you know, would go with them if the two of them were going. Even though he's lazy, he would go with them.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of action there. There was a pack that would keep the animals away. But something had been stalking my house for a while because the dogs would just go crazy. They'd be on the porch and just start barking at the top of their lungs. And you know, you'd hear things like snapping in the distance in the dark. It's a trip, man.
So, do I have to worry about? I probably don't, but I'm pretty sure I don't have to. But
if I was you,
crows. Yes, crows don't like kill dogs, right?
Did you not see the movie?
Well, I'm not talking about
Alfred Hitchcock.
Brandon.
Crows are ruthless.
Crows are ruthless,
they're,
right?
They'll kill your dog.
There's this like couple.
They think they can.
There's this guy and this girl crow that just sit out and like make these clicking noises, the whole time, dude. and then my dog would come out there and just be like looking up at it, and then once in a while the crow just swoops down, doesn't like attack it or anything, but it's kind of like he's just like seeing about to do it.
Yeah. Seeing if he can eat it. I left a steak outside. It was partially thawed and not totally thawed out, and I was going to barbecue, so I left a steak outside for 10 minutes. I came back, there was two crows on it just jacking this steak, just pulling out chunks of the meat and squawking, and I chased them off.
So I do have to worry about crows.
Yo, dude, fuck yeah, you have to worry about. You can't, like, leave your dog outside, if that's what you mean.
Dude, in Japan, they have
monster crows. Your dog's 3 pounds, and she's a whore.
3 pounds?
She's a 3-pound whore.
I'll come out, my dog's fucking the crows.
Yeah, the crows are gangbanging your dog.
Hey, you get over here.
You missed the story.
Vixen.
He brought his dog to a party where a bunch of people had dogs, and they all took turns just gangbanging his dog.
Some at the same time.
Yeah, all the dogs did?
Yeah, 10 dogs. Like it's a three giant at once.
Pile on.
What a slut.
Yeah.
Man, I love her.
Twixie. Sweet Twixie Vixen.
My hot dog dog's gay for sure.
Is he?
Really?
Oh, yeah. He had like a little tiny like dog, a 2-pound dog like that he was talking about, and he was like not interested, but like he had this little. Like tight, athletic, muscular, little dude dog, and he was just like all over it, front headlock banging him. Like
really,
yeah. I was like, "What are you? All right, like wow, you're into dudes, huh?"
Did you stop.
I guess I figure if I was just running around with just like a collar on, I would be, you know, whatever. The line is blurred at that point. The line is blurry. Like you're running around in a collar. You're a wild animal. You're whatever.
If the female's in heat, then it becomes very clear.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He was sniffing at the coochie coo like quite a bit. He's like,
my pit bull was. He was in agony one night, like in serious agony, where I thought he said something wrong with him. Like he's got cancer or something. This is crazy. He was like whining and yiping, and I'd come near him. I'm like, "What's up, buddy? You okay?" And I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. My dog's fucked up. Like, he'd go down the stairs, and he'd be, like, limping as he was going down the stairs.
And you jerked him off.
I feel real sad. I'm like, my dog's going to die. Something's wrong with my dog. I got to get him to the vet. This is horrible. He's, like, whimpering. So I take him to the vet. The vet looks at me. He starts checking out my dog's balls.
Yeah.
Checking out his dick. And he's like, you see this? You see this right here? See how inflamed this is? Okay, there's a dog in your neighborhood that's in heat. And that's what's going on. I'm like, whoa.
Really?
He's in agony from his hard-on. His dick was so swollen. It was so like the glands. Like, here's the balls, and then there's these weird glands by the side of the dick that are just like.
My dog has that sometimes.
Yeah. Well, is your dog fixed?
No.
No, my dog isn't either.
And they get these
big.
No, that's what I just said. I said he should have jerked the dog off.
They can't do anything. You can if you want to jerk your dog off. You can. Sure, that'll help. But then,
Red Rocket.
How many times are you going to do that in a row?
Well, it just depends.
Like, if I had to do it every, I don't know, a couple weeks, I guess I could.
You could do
I
it.
Could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good friend.
Right. My friend Dimitri.
Just use your foot.
My friend Dimitri used to jerk off his dog.
Yeah, I'm going to answer the phone. It's right there.
Same person. Disrespectful fucks.
They don't know we're on the podcast right
now. Bullshit, man. You know what it tells me? That tells me they're not watching,
man. They're not friends.
They're just hurting my feeling. Same person keeps calling, man.
They don't follow you on Twitter. What the fuck?
It's over, folks. With that ring comes the end. That is the end of the show. There's no reason to keep going.
No.
It's 8:30 p.m.
It is late. Oh, man.
Late as fuck.
Whatever.
Sun. Mayhem Miller, you are always awesome. One of the most fascinating people to talk to.
Thanks, bro.
Always a fun guy to be around. Mayhem, by the way, writes a really great article in Fight Magazine. He's one of my favorite writers. Now, I'm not bullshitting, not just as a fighter. And I told him very early on, I'm like, dude, you've got like real talent, and I really hope you write a book someday, because I think you could write some crazy Hunter S. Thompson shit. His writing is really good.
Thanks, man.
I mean, it's
the
it's
latest excellent. One you'll appreciate, because I'm in Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, yeah. All right, and you're writing about your experiences, because you were there for a couple weeks, right?
Yeah. So I was out there for a while, so I like did everything.
Well, tell me about that real quick before we take off. Man,
I don't know.
Because what is Rio like, man?
Man.
Is it scary?
Read the article. It's awesome.
You gotta read the article. Yeah, give us a little taste.
Into it, man.
I see the article. I'm here right now.
That's like give me a little bit of a taste. Like a whole new, I don't know, it's crazy. It was like the next level. I don't know. I always had my preconceived notions about Brazil due to movies and due to, you know, whatever the hell's going on, and you know, like my Brazilian friends, the fighters, what they tell me about it, I have a newfound respect for that city, and I understand my Brazilian friends a little bit more now.
Really?
Yeah. Like, so the article I can just see why they think that everything, it like they have such passion for their country, because everybody there has a lot of passion. Like, it's like that. Like, it's a passionate place. Like, people love to do stuff. Like, people are good at things, and like, they really love it. And it's the stuff that's dirty is supposed to be dirty. Like, it's kind of dirty, of course, but it's supposed to be dirty.
What do you mean?
Like, by the stuff that's dirty? You say dirty, but in a bad way. That sounds bad, but it's like the streets are dirty. Everybody drives with like a vengeance. Like,
right. They drive crazy.
Yeah, drive crazy, but it's like seems skillful. I saw less car wrecks there than I ever saw here in L.A.
Well, it's all what you get used to, you know? I mean, right? You get used to that sort of hyper driving.
Like, yeah, everybody's used to it. It's like, exactly. Everybody just drives through. I don't know, man. There's so much stuff. Fight Magazine, we'll have it, man, for December. And you got to check it out. Check out the article, man.
Did you see anything crazy while you were there? Any violence? Anything nutty?
I mean, I saw anything that made you feel favelas. Unsafe? We went to the favelas. We went to a couple times to the ghetto. Like, yeah, we went to the favelas. And, I write about that in this article, too, man, about going there. And people are, like, collecting rainwater in these drums, you know, to
drink.
Yeah, to drink. They're poor. And they have, like, their tapping into the telephone poles to get electricity. Wow. Yeah, and like the streets are all jagged, and people own that area, you know, like the drug dealers own the favelas and stuff, but they have the boppies coming in, like, which are the Brazilian like kick-ass police force. They're like the police station that, you know, is right there in the middle of the thing, and everyone's running out like it feels like a military presence instead of like army, the ones that they've taken over and been nice again.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
There's a big article, I think it was in CNN this morning, about that, but there's tanks moving back into
It's like, a little bit of like some. I Marcelo Alonso, this journalist that I was out there with, he kind of told you know, he kind of told me that it's dying down right now, but there's like a lot of guys, the drug dealers are doing crazy terrorist stuff right now in Rio. It sucks that's happening right now. But
yeah, I was in Sao Paulo in 2003, and a friend of mine went back in 2008, I believe it was, and he was arrested. They were there was so much violence between the police and the drug dealers that they were closing down streets and highways, and they were driving to a churrascaria with some business clients, and everybody was pulled out of the car at gunpoint. They had fucking, you know, they wanted to make sure that they were in a nice car, and they didn't know who these people were, and they wanted to make sure they weren't drug dealers.
Yeah.
So they were just pulling people out and sticking guns in their faces.
Yeah, of course.
He said it was pretty fucking scary because they were killing police officers' families. They would go to their family and just kill everyone.
Really?
Yeah. They were doing it for a while, man. They were declaring war on the police officers. It was pretty looked out.
No way.
Yeah. Brazil. You know, and the crazy thing about Brazil is, you know, Brazil's a beautiful, insane, like tropical jungle country.
Yeah.
And the favelas where all like the chaos is taking place is above the regular city.
I know, yeah.
Rio, which is like the main city, is in the bottom.
Yeah.
And then where the beautiful view is,
yeah,
that's all the projects.
Yeah,
like, they
of course,
have the richest, most beautiful view like in the world. world.
Yeah.
You know, and they're living in like cardboard houses and shit.
Yeah. No, they put that stuff together on their own. Like, yeah. It's like crazy. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I can understand why people love the country. You know what I mean? Like, I can understand why.
It's definitely a passion filled country, man.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. It's great, man. I don't know. I had a great experience out there. Like,
their economy is booming right now, too. Yeah,
exactly.
They have so much going on right now, and they also found oil off the coast of Brazil. So, like, there's a lot of money in Brazil right now. Their economy is not fucked up like ours is. It's moving in a better direction. They're talking about doing a UFC there eventually. That would be fascinating. But, you know, you talk to, like, Vinny Magalhães.
Yeah,
Vinny?
Vinny.
Yeah, sure. He was talking about... on the underground, he was talking about doing a UFC in Rio, and he posted, I think it was him who posted some link of some, no, somebody else posted the link of the Formula One drivers. Formula One drivers were in Sao Paulo, and they got fucking shot at in their armored car. Like someone was trying to carjack them, and they were in armored cars.
What?
Yeah.
Man.
They're trying to kidnap them.
Damn.
Yeah. Kidnap them or just rob them. Rob them at gunpoint. Hoping they can get some watches or something.
Crazy.
Yeah. A buddy of mine was there, and he was with a friend of his that was doing something, and he had, like, a pocket full of money, and he had it, like, in his lap, and he was, like, looking through it and trying to fish through it. And as he was doing this, a guy came up in a motorcycle, looked at his gun, or looked at his money, pulled out a gun, tapped on the windshield, you know, told the guy to pull over, and they just robbed him. They robbed everybody. Just stuck a gun in their face. And just took everybody. He said the guy would just drive around looking in people's cars to see if they had nice watches or what they had that looked cool, and they would just steal it.
Man.
Yeah. You might be in the wrong place at the wrong time, son. That's me, bro. I'm the voice of doom.
Dude, I'm here you to tell are. You. You're the most bumming me out guy on earth right now. Like, I'm not like, Joe Rogan is scared of the world.
It's not. I'm just aware. I'm not scared.
Yeah, you just pay attention. Aware. Don't get jacked.
But, you know, as a person who's constantly thinking about shit, I always have to be aware of all the variables, you know?
You think way too much, bro.
You think so?
I think you think a lot.
You think so, too?
Mm-hmm.
I think you think deep into some things you don't need to think that deep into.
Can't help it, though. It's probably a sickness. It's a sickness that manifests itself as an excellent career. You know? The sickness of constantly thinking about shit and breaking things down to the finest minutia.
That's true.
Isn't that OCD, though, or something?
Something
like that?
Probably like that.
That's probably awesome. That. Makes sense.
The hard thing with me is just finding the right things to break down, things that are productive to tune my energy to, because you could easily get
that's
lost.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm
masturbation
saying.
Masturbation like, or online arguments or video games, or you can get lost in a bunch of like unhealthy channels.
Hopefully you got some like good stuff, though, that you OCD about, like butthole tidiness and like trimming and stuff like that.
The show was going to end, and it was going to be fine right there. And you had to come in, Brian.
No, man. He wants to talk about your butthole.
He's all about buttholes. I told you, bro.
$1 million.
Okay? And no less. And I don't need that $1 million. I'll tell you that right now. I would like it. I'd like it. But if I don't get it, I'll be okay. God damn it.
Jason Mayhem Miller. Flesh.
That was a good time.
Yeah, it was always a good time with you, my friend. Mayhem Miller at Twitter.
I'm so hungry
Twitter.com.
Right now.
Okay, cool. I got another coconut juice for you, fella.
Yeah!
Brian's Twitter is RedBand. We want to thank the Fleshlight for sponsoring the podcast. And again, if you would like to feel what it feels like to masturbate into one of those fine, sweet bitches, all you have to do is go to JoeRogan.net and click that Fleshlight link, and you get 15% off when you put in the code name. What is it?
Rogan.
Rogan.
Very simple. The tickets for the New Year's Eve show at Mandalay Bay will go up very shortly. We should have all that done within a couple of days. And as soon as I get it done, I'll let you guys know. And we might be doing one more podcast this week. We're going to try to get Ralphie May in here on Wednesday.
Oh, I just hung out with Ralphie May. He's awesome.
If Ralphie's got the time off, we got to talk to him later. All right, bitches, I love you. And I'll see you soon somewhere. Maybe not even see you, but I'll be there. And you'll be there, too. And let's pretend we're all in the same place. What? Is this Ice-T? Is this Ice-T saying suck my dick?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Sounds like it. This sounds like a black guy, but not too black.
Yeah, he's
not
cool
like
guy.
Africa black. You know, he's not like Czech Congo black.
Light-skinned. He's light-skinned.
Yeah, he's light-skinned. He might even rock an afro just to try to accentuate his more African side.
Yeah, but he has braids in the summer.
Yeah, because if he had a shaved head, you might think he was an Arab or something, right?
Yeah, this maybe. Yeah. Light-skinned.
Probably light-skinned. High
yellow.
Maybe even got a little bit of, like, white features, which is why he's got such an extra-aggressive attitude.
Yeah.
He's trying to, like,
accentuate,
prop himself up. Let you know. You know?
You're racist.
Hear him, hear him. That's not racist, bro. This is observant. I see. I break it all down.
I know. Mayhem Miller. Kidding, bro.
All right, folks. Most likely we'll be back on Wednesday. I'm doing the Tom Green thing tomorrow. I don't have any details. That's Tom Green's thing. You can follow him on Twitter. I think it's Tom Green Live. That's it, bitches. I love you. And I'll see you next week. Or sometime soon. Or Wednesday.